Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q. Is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Give me what I want.
Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it. Feel it in your
back.
Feel it. Feel it in your
back. Feel it in your spine.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
back. Feel it.
Feel it in your
back. Feel it in your spine.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
back.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
back. Feel it in your spine.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
back.
Feel it in your
pussy.
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 Mike Q.
Where? pitch and please.
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition.
You're now listening to the sounds of DJ Mike Hughes.
Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pump. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Pop Miss J and commence to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oop, work. Study, study, yeah, cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Dip, 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 dip
me. We said, cut a fish, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. No, you got a fish, don't touch me. We said, cut a fish, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. Bitch, I'ma hate you. I'ma hate you, bitch. No, you got a fish, don't touch me. We said, cut a fish, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch.
Did the daddy, We'll be right back. Privileged One, Donye 007 presents From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball, Saturday, July 26th, during Privileged Weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Your grand prize, $3,000 for Twisters vs. Sisters, two trophies and one winner, no as a house. If you feel that you deserve to be on the list and compete, then you should hit the floor and win Vogue Femme or Realness with a Twist during the From Bankhead to Buckhead Tour. Check Facebook's event page for a list of qualifying events that will allow you to gain access to Walk for the 3000. Mini grands include $1,000 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Face, $250 for Femme Queen Realness, $250 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $250 for Streetwear, and $250 for Female Figure Face. That's The Privileged One, Donye 007, presenting From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball during Privilege Weekend, which is July 25th through July 28th. Event taking place Saturday, July 26th. $30 all night. Doors open at 2 a.m. LSS starts at 3 a.m. Ball starts at 3:30 a.m. Tables are $100 up till June 15th and $150 after. First come, first serve. Your commentators for the evening, the icon Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Vonalore St. Laurent. Location, The Warehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated July 26th or contact Donye, the Privileged One, on Facebook.
D-Up, Clash of the Champions 6 presents Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Free ball, Saturday, July 19th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500, Butch Queen Schoolboy vs. Pretty Boy Realness. Other grand prizes include $1,000 for Butch Queen Trilogy. $1,000 for Butch Queen All-American versus European Runway. 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Performance. 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Realness. 750 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme. $500 for Open to All Best Dress. $500 for Open to All Face. $250 for Butch Queen Sex Siren. And $200 for Butch Queen Executive versus Thug Realness. Again, that's the D-Up Clash of the Champions 6. Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Saturday, July 19th. Location, Chancellor's Ballroom at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. Tables on sale now. $150, house seated in the order in which you pay. Your commentators include the icons Jack Mizrahi and Jay Blonick. For more information, contact Father Hypnotic Blonick at 704-231-6904. Or visit Facebook's event page dated for July 19th. Also visit www.statusboys.com for more information.
Listen, let me tell you a story. Picture this. Richmond, Virginia, June 14th, 2014.
The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, hosted by Father Ant Longvin and Father Bam Bam Ebony, June 14th, 2014. Over $10,000 in cash, $1,000 best dress, $1,000 Butch Queen Runway, All-American versus European, $1,000 Open to All Perfect 10, $1,000 Femme Queen Face, and $1,000 Femme Queen Performance, $500 Performance, $500 Legendary Performance, $500 Legendary Runway, $500 Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 Twister, $500 Legendary Realness, $500 Butch Queen and Drag Face. Your DJ for the evening, the Elite Beats Maestro, the Legendary, Von Allure. Your commentators, the iconic Jack Selvin, Mitt Ryan. And Legendary Kevin, JC Prodigy. $30 all night. The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, Richmond. We will see you June 14th, 2014.
You thinking of payment?
Forget about it.
The annual purge has commenced. For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge, 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminine Twister for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop. Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy versus Thug for $999. Mini grams include Femme Queen Pretty Girl versus Banshee Cunt versus Up and Drag Realness for $500. Realness as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Femme Queen Face for $500. Legendary Iconic Performance for $500, and a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge, Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and R.J. Balenciaga. Your DJ, Von Allure St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th. The Purge. The iconic House of Ebony's Midwest chapter presents The Dynasty, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grands include Open to All Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500, Open to All Runway for $250, Open to All Face for $250, Realness as a House for $250, and Performance as a House for $250. Again, that's the Dynasty Ball, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. The location, Stadium, 120 Catalan Street in St. Louis. LSS begins at 2 a.m. and the guest list will be closed when it starts, so be on time. Your commentators include The Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy, Greg Laven, and Father Memphis Khan. Again, that's the Midwest House of Ebony presenting The Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Come share a Dynasty weekend to remember, with over $3,500 in cash prizes. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page on May 3rd, or go to the House of Ebony's website at houseofebony.wix.com for more information.
This Friday, May 2nd, Donye the Privileged One brings you Atlanta's First Friday Mini Ball Deluxe. Your grand prize, $1,000 to the house with the most points. Your mini grand, $250 for Open to All Runway. A special sponsored category by the icon herself, Shay Shay Chanel. The winner of Butch Queen Face and the overall winner of Female Figure Face will receive a complimentary microdermabrasion from the CEO of Diamond Faces, as well as another special sponsored category that evening. The winner of Male Figure Realness and the overall winner of Female Figure Realness will battle for a seat at the live comedy show of Mike Epps' After Dark Tour at the Fox Theater Saturday, May 10th. Sponsored by the icon himself, Dorian Stewart Ebony. Again, that's Atlanta's First Friday Mini Ball Deluxe. This Friday, May 2nd. The location, Scene City, 150 Pine Street, Northeast in Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 10:30. LSS begins at 12:30. Admission, $15 before 12:30 and $20 after. Your MC, Norman Mizrahi, and your DJ, Twinkle Toes 007. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated May 2nd, this Friday, or contact Donye, the Privileged One, on Facebook. This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/tenzerchops for your free one-book download and 30-day trial membership.
So you want to play with magic? Boy, you should know.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for waiting patiently. Once again, this is the number one radio show on a Tuesday night in a cold day in Baltimore, and I am your host, Jason Bridge, the one and the only. Shout out to everyone in the Blog Talk official chat room. Hello, Crystal, Mr. Man, Tito. Hello, everyone in our special little group box. Let me know if you can hear me. Giving a special hello to everyone that is listening now, listening later, or listening tomorrow. But the point is you will be listening. I don't know where everyone else is, but I know that Justin is here, and I'm going to bring Justin on the line now.
What's going on?
I don't know what's going on, and it's going to be one of those nights, I tell you that, Justin. So how are you?
That's what's up. Well, I'm here. Let's get this shit started.
Well, speak of the devil and they will appear. Well, I actually didn't speak of him. But nonetheless, my little brother that goes by the name of J-Rock.
Nigga, that's that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. They got me fucked up right now on that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. Got us fucked up in here on that.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. I had pressed 1, then I pressed 1 again, then I pressed 1 again. I don't know how I did that, but yeah, I guess I'm going through the fake shit.
And that's that bullshit.
Yeah, that's that bullshit.
I just uploaded
a video in the room because I got a feeling that somebody gonna try to come for me tonight. But I'm letting you know right now, bitch, get off my porch.
Oh wow. Well, they, you know, you come to somebody's porch, you ready to throw them hands. I'm sorry.
And in Texas, if they step in your yard, you are authorized to do whatever the fuck you want to do and leave the rest to the police.
Miss Jasmine guy in the chat room, if they were callers with their hands up, I would get to them. So if you don't press 1, I won't know you're there, so I can't get to you much sooner than later. How are you doing? Okay. We have a caller. I'm not sure if this is Prada, but I think it is
518-799.
Zane,
what's going on?
So when J-Rock show up, you show up. Prada, work starts at 11.
Oh, bitch, that's a dry ass. That's a dry ass. Bitch, what? Bitch, what?
Prada, showtime is at 11 o'clock.
Well, girl, you see, J-Rock. J-Rock had me at this bagging tree, honey. I just got home. I'm in a tub.
You're in a tub.
You in a tub now?
Yes, ma'am.
Girl.
I just dropped her off. We was at Vogue practice, and she didn't Vogue. She didn't do nothing.
Girl, and your Vogue was the food.
Girl, you can't say it.
Yes, Legendary Lila, I did have fun at the phone party in Philly, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes.
Yeah.
You went to a phone party?
Did you find it?
Yes, honey. I wish they had parties like that in Baltimore. They don't do that kind of stuff.
I haven't been to a phone party.
We have a caller. I guess this is a party. This is the devil because it's coming up 666.
I found you.
So we're going to welcome the devil to the line. Hello, Satan.
This is Satan.
By
the Bible, you are coming to visit me soon.
I plead the blood of Jesus.
Faggots, Jesus, faggots.
And I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood that saved me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood that saved me. Okay.
So somebody please hang up on Lucifer.
I just did. Trust me, I did.
And I'm not saying Lucifer as in Satan. I'm talking about like Luke.
Ooh.
Luke. But anyway.
Well, J-Rock, who knocking on your front door, bitch? Who is it?
Oh, no, bitch. I'm just waiting. There's some shit.
Oh, I heard this was Tell the Truth, too. Bitch, I'm coming for you.
Yes, honey, it is. Yes, tonight is Tell the Truth Tuesday. If there is a boy that you know that likes to play in drag, that needs to be dragged, you need to tell him to leave it alone. if there is someone that you know that vogues femme and they need to be walking away from that category, you need to tell them tonight. If you are sleeping with your, if you are sleeping with your best friend's man, you need to tell him tonight.
And if you know, and if you know a femme queen that vogue like a butch queen, you can tell him tonight.
Oh, wow.
3-3 up. We might have somebody want to tell something. 322-790. You are now on the air.
Hey, it's me again. What the fuck are you going to do, bitch? God damn idiot. Fucking nigga faggots.
I mean, I hope you know that you're, what you're doing right now is laughable. It's funny. It's funny as shit. This is
that
like
is
comedy.
Funny, faggot.
Hang up, loose.
Yeah,
booty,
we know we gay. We know we gay.
Dick.
I mean,
but that's
what are you? 3-3-3-2-2-7-9-0. What are you?
You can read out the phone numbers that randomly generated. You got
me. I know. Just send my rating. Right now, you know, if you calling, you just got me 7 more callers. So keep calling back, and I'll keep hanging up. Thanks.
Yourself,
love you. Jesus saves.
Hey,
Negro, nigger.
Some white person has a lot of free time.
Okay.
Hey, Lucifer.
He's gone, J-Rock. He's gone.
Take the dead in the name of Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So let me start with what I did this weekend. So I ended up going to Philly. I don't know the name of the place because I was stone boots, bitch. But we had fun at the phone party, and I lost my phone.
I thought you were going to say you lost your virginity.
Damn, I lost that a long time ago. I lost that so long ago, I don't even know where to look for it to find it.
Wow.
Well, now, Miss Jasmine Guy, you asked, also, Miss Jasmine Guy, was that you calling as the devil since you asked me to get to the callers right away? Okay, you know what? We have another caller that's calling from 011-611-7480241. So we know who that is, so we're just going to let them sit there. But the next caller is 404-438. Caller, you're on the air.
And there's nothing but air.
Okay, and now you're gone, caller. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, tonight is not going to be Tickle Me Elmo, Silly Me, Call Me, whatever the fuck, Friday, whatever, I don't know. If you're pressing 1 and you don't have anything to say, please don't press 1. Thanks, because it's been one of those days, and it'll be one of those shows. 471-837.
ولروحك السخط اللي بزرك اخو منيوك قايرب ضميرك وبرخاعك كله سوا بتسوى قايرب.
Okay.
Bitch. He was speaking in unknown tongue. What's going on tonight?
What did y'all think about, like, okay, did y'all see that post I put up? You might not have seen it, but I posted the picture where the people have actively started, like, having the signs for the businesses so people can't, like, gay people can't come in, people with beards, people with foul languages and stuff like that can't come into that business.
You have an incoming call.
Okay. Whoever else is helping with switchboard, thank you. Yes, a private caller, 101-661, you're on the air.
Okay, what's going on with all these crazy people that need to get a life and stop messing with people?
Okay.
How are you doing today?
How are you, caller?
I'm doing pretty good, just doing some spin kicks down in my dojo. How are you doing?
What did he say?
Yes. He's doing spin kicks down in his dojo.
Okay.
Work at the dojo.
Because Jesus didn't tap, you know? I'm down here making some phone calls, seeing if anyone had some pain pills, because, you know, I'm just David Frank, hero to millions. You know, people love and idolize me. They'll give me anything I want. Because I'm just David Frank, hero to millions. So you got any painkillers, man? I need some.
Okay, thank you, caller. We're going to put you back in the queue.
It's morphine.
Okay.
Okay, the next caller is 738.
What the fuck was that?
I have no idea, but switchboard operator number two, stop it. 738216.
Oh my god.
Okay, it's gonna be that night, I see. Thanks. Have a nice one. Okay. We have private callers per private caller number one. You're on the air.
What's it? It's me.
It's you.
I will see.
You're afraid of what, the boogeyman?
No, bitch. I was never afraid of the boogeyman, bitch. You look like a boogeyman, bitch.
Okay, so you're
like
the
person boogeyman.
What? Bitch, all the bitches gay on this line, bitch.
Thank you, Trayvon Martin. Have a good day.
Bye, bitch.
Bitch.
Private caller, you're on the air.
That's the boy in that pamper.
Private caller, you're on the air. Okay, and now you're not. Before we go any further, I just want to know, who's going to Dante the Privileged One ball this weekend? In ATL. Any of you going? Can you all hear me? Hello? Am I talking to myself?
J-Rock, you not going?
Am I talking
are you going? Y'all didn't, I got to say something.
Well, while the cast makes up their mind if they're going, everyone that is listening, make sure that you don't forget to check out Donye, the Privileged One. He's hosting the first annual ATL First Friday Mini Ball Deluxe. First Friday Mini Ball Deluxe. His grand
prize.
Hello, you're rude. Grand prize is $1,000. House with the most points, 250 for Open to All Runway, with two special categories being sponsored by the icon Shay Shay Chanel and Stuart Ebony. If you have any information you need, you can contact Donye on Facebook or in the events group. And do note that this is ATL of the year, so you would want to be in the building because it is goes towards ATL of the year. So make sure you're there.
Like I was saying, I wouldn't mind going to ATL this Friday, but I'm going to be in St. Louis.
Oh yeah, that is the well, girl.
I'll be in St. Louis with the three kings.
Yeah, you would be in that St. Louis.
Are you one of the kings?
No, I wasn't one of the three kings, but you know, but I will be there with my crown on.
With your crown on.
I have a question though. Why do people keep on not a shade, no throwing shade into anybody, but why have that's like a big night? Why have something the same night like that?
Well, I mean, to tell you the truth, a lot of people that's going to Dunyay Ball are probably.
Night.
That's
I
what I'm saying.
It's the same night.
It's not
Friday.
The same night?
The Ebony Ball is on Saturday, sweetie.
Okay.
So a lot of people that's going to Dunyay Ball, they're still going to hit it to St. Louis. So there's no shade. It's just that Friday night is a big party.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're going to go get their $1,000. They're going to go get their $1,000 so they could spend it. At the Ebony
on the way to St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
That's hot.
You have an incoming call.
A private caller. You're on the air.
Little fucker, boy.
Next time, don't hang up on me, Andre the Giant McFlurry.
That's
I just want to say it's Tell the Truth Tuesday, right?
Right.
So I just want to tell the truth and say that Kelly Beach. Don't walk face when you know a bitch that you done beat is on a panel beach.
How about this?
Bye.
347-569, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
How are you?
How are you?
This is Brian Versace. Just driving down the West Side Highway coming home from work. Listen.
Hey, Brian.
Oh, don't be telling people. You know people crazy.
What?
She said, don't be telling people where you at.
You know crazy.
I'm on the West Side Highway driving home. I'm for sure somebody would be crazy. I got some good heat up in this car to blow up each other. How about that?
Why?
But what's the truth? Nothing. Just listening to y'all, preparing myself for this move out of New York County.
Where you moving to?
Knock on wood.
Houston.
Oh, they might be moving down there where you at.
I'm going to the best car. Oh, I'm high. What part of Houston?
Huh?
What part of Houston?
What part of Houston?
Uh-huh.
I'll be living off of Westheimer.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this Brian?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I already knew that.
Yeah.
That's
J-Rock?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Trading.
But you know,
Nothing, just been working and doing what I do, you know, driving on my way home. I think I might go to that little baller that's in St. Louis. Yeah, I was thinking about going or whatever to show my face or either one in Atlanta.
Did you say to the little ball? That's a quite major ball.
First Friday ball.
Oh, I thought he said the little ball in St. Louis. I would have said that was some shade.
Oh, J-Rock, you sound like you're talking from underwater, so pick it up.
I said that it sounded like it was shade. That's what I said. I'm trying to be professional.
Me sure.
You got to learn to not take stuff personal if you're going to be a radio personality and a host. You can't take stuff personal, brother.
Okay, and that's why I want to say tell the truth, too.
Girl, don't nobody want to hear nothing about no goddamn whatever you about to say.
Girl, because it seems like ever since J-Rob became Godfather or whatever, girl, he thought he is something like he is father of all fathers. Something, honey. Okay.
Oh, yes, brother. You better let him know. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello? London Bridges?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm on the air. The next time you hang up on me, bitch, I'm throwing you back in the chambers, okay?
Wait a minute, mother. We have to do this for you. So you wait right there. I'm doing this for you.
Ugh, girl, he about as slow as he looks.
Then I look just like
Now sit to that wall.
For choosing Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Ooh.
Thank you for choosing Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. No, bitch, the next time you hang up on me, bitch, go back to the chambers. Let me get my life with my little voices and shit and make it hot.
Mother, that was you calling here acting like the devil.
Yes, bitch, that was me, bitch.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
No, I was not
giving
the devil tease.
That devil scared
the shit out of me. I thought that was that little boy with the pamper on.
This is a hex show now. So, goodbye, girl.
It's a hex show?
Yes, goodbye, girl.
in the next lifetime.
I ain't worried about it. I'm coming back as a squirrel.
You coming back as a squirrel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you need a nut.
Right, so you can gather those nuts?
Thank you.
So, J-Rock, where is this video you posted, and what is it a video of?
Oh, no, just a bitch getting knocked off the porch.
Oh, so... Oh, so you knocking bitches off the porch tonight if they come to you?
You hear me?
Well, I can't even machine knock me off yet.
Charlie, nobody got no time for that. Probably should be thankful because, you know, I get shaded. People try to throw stones at me and everything because they say I stopped a ball when she walked in the building. Bitch, they got pressed and mad because I stopped the ball and announced her arrival. I'm like, oh, my bad.
Girl, they so did. They was evil, honey.
Can we get to this tea real quick? What's the tea with Dante throwing this sex party in D.C.?
Y'all are caring.
The Balenciaga night.
I didn't get to it,
but I know that was not that. I don't think that was Dante. That couldn't have been.
I didn't get invited, though.
Well,
he's
from my
story for getting his hoes plunged at those parties.
Well, from my source, that was not a real profile.
From my source, they told me it was Kelly.
Who?
Was that a retaliation?
I don't know.
Did you knock on my door?
So what
part
did y'all
of it
think
I
about?
Got the neighbors asking for milk, knocking on her door.
And she going to get them milk with them titties. But anyways, what I was going to say is, how did y'all think Kelly did at the ball? I thought she looked it great.
I thought she looked good. I think as far as, I don't know, I was not there. I was not on that panel. I
well, I'm just
whatever.
Saying from the video, she looked nice.
She looked cute.
From what I saw, she looked nice.
Very 12 years of a drag tease. It was very cute.
I cannot. But a lot of girls got sent home that night.
Yeah, they did.
So it's not like, you know, and the thing about it is like not like they were discriminatory. Like it was like one or two other legends that got sent home too. So it's no shade.
But first, let me take a selfie.
Who won that category?
That I did not. After I watched, I think Sky won.
Wasn't that Sky?
Think of it. I think
Sky won. Sky Prodigy won, and wasn't that Open to All Fame?
Yeah.
Is that the same ball that Sky walked?
Yeah.
Where it's got a hit on the rep line.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a shout out to J Rob. He got chopped for drag realness this weekend.
What? You was up in him, J Rob.
First of all, y'all know that is a goddamn lie.
No, we don't know that because J-Rock, you will walk any category under the sun, so.
Who knew?
Well, bitch, that's that bullshit.
Man, a wig that both practiced tonight.
Oh, wow. Because
didn't you walk the Hills Have Eyes at Gagawing?
No, I did not walk the Hills Have Eyes. Did you try the fuck out of that? It's probably
632-633. You're on the air.
If them balls don't touch, then it's not gay. It's just too many play on the way.
That's my
yes,
song.
If the balls don't touch, it's not gay.
Private caller, you're on the air.
I need to press one.
You did press one. That's the only reason I came to you, sweetie.
Oh, girl,
make sure you listen to the bitch before you press one. Press any numbers, bitch.
You heard her say you and the next in the queue, bitch.
The next caller is 917-891.
I guess y'all want me to huff and puff and blow the bridges down.
What you gonna blow us down?
Well, hold up.
Kelly,
up.
We said you look cute.
For
we real,
did say you look cute.
For real? Oh, no, baby, Miss London, her comment asked that. Okay.
Now, I can't knock you off my porch, Kelly, because
okay.
I live in a trailer.
And whoever told whoever said they sources that Kelly made a fake profile for Dante, Jason can vouch. I have been in the Stone Ages for the last 2 weeks. Sonny,
okay.
Jason has been running the switchboard for me. I have no time for that. Bitch, and I don't need to make a fake profile to do anything. Anything that I want to be said, I'll say it under my own page, bitch. Like I said on the post that the girls put in the videos, the girls can laugh now but cry later. I'm always going to be the bitch that always gets the last laugh.
Well, make sure you inbox me a copy of everything, okay?
Come to think of it, J-Rock Hurl made a post where he called Laura Spears out.
Okay.
So, you know,
it might still be in the room, but Hurl made a post where he called Laura Spears out as the one that came up with that Dante Balenciaga post.
That was another intellectual book that Queen always writes.
Well, Kelly, speaking of this, I had caught something up under the post, but you paid it very ladylike, just like you had paid the chop that night when you blew the kisses. But, you know, I'm not trying to start nothing, but maybe I am. But when Chastity said, ooh, what was that all about?
Oh, no. Baby, where have you been at, baby? I need to pay it. That post went viral. I didn't pay it.
You think mistake.
I paid many things, mistake, but that I didn't pay
say,
that
wait.
Mistake.
I
like
say, wait.
I said, like
feel-
I said underneath that, like I said, she said, "Oops, laugh out loud." Like I said, it was shade. It's ballroom. You know, I have sat down the best dolls in ballroom with arrows up to her comment.
Oh. See, I didn't catch up. I need to go look at that comment again.
Yes, it went on, Miss Day, girl. You know. But you know, we're not gonna sit here. We're not gonna talk about you know the girls that you know I have on my WWF belt tonight, Miss Day. You know, many of them. You know, we're not gonna make those girls relevant, Miss Day. Certain girls, Miss Day, that we dealt with last year on the radio show and on YouTube, we're not gonna make them relevant this year, Miss Day. We're gonna put them back in the closet.
I'm just saying. I had thought you paid it.
Wait,
I guess
like
you
who? You're referring to who?
I'm not referring to anybody, Miss Thing. I'm not mentioning anybody's name or anything, but any finales and shows that we did with the girls and put the girls on YouTube and bring the girls on radio show and made posts about them in the group and stuff, we're not doing that. We're not doing that for 2014. We're not making the girls relevant. Miss Thing, if the girls want to be relevant, Miss Thing, the girls going to have to be relevant on their own time. They're not going to be relevant on this time. Okay, we did that, Miss Thing. We gave the girls spots to be relevant, Miss Thing, and gave the girls a spotlight and everything. We're not spotlighting. Caesar's doing spotlights on Ballroom Throwback. I'm not doing that.
But all Tipper said was oop. I mean, damn.
Yeah, she said oops, but it was shade. Okay, I'm an old queen. Okay, and I knew it was shade, and that's why I went and made my little comment, Miss Thing, and then she came back with her comment, and then, you know, everybody got tagged in it, you know, Alexis tagged all the girls, Laura tagged the girls, Miss Thing, you know, and it just went there, so she had a showcase, so she wanted to put on a show for the girls, and I put on the show, carried on with her, Miss Thing, girl, bitch, you can't, Miss Thing, like I told her underneath that post, Miss Thing, girl, that when I sat you, I didn't have work. You had just came from getting freshly worked. It says a lot about your doctor. Bitch, my mouth is real catty and shady when I have to, Miss Day. You're not going to keep knocking on my door. No, you're not.
Oh, shit.
But, you know, I'm here. I'm listening to y'all, you know. Money. Tell the truth Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kelly, stay right there and sit with us tonight.
Put me back on hold if I feel like I got something to say, honey. I'll come back and I know you know what. Don't even put me on hold. I'll just mute my phone myself.
772-653. You're on the air. I'm 722-653. I'm sorry.
I cannot deal with these people.
Really?
Did I say 9 days of drag?
I thought it said God.
I'm not even hearing what they're saying. Private caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, Kelly should not make a fake profile, that's all.
Say that again?
Kelly did not have to make a fake profile to read Ms. Dante.
Hey, sis.
Hey.
That was so dry.
Hi, what's up, everyone?
And who is this?
Hello.
This is Dante Balenciaga.
Oh, hey, Dante. How are you?
This is Laura, bitch.
That's Laura. So
what's up, buddy? Hey, Mommy London. What's up, Mommy? Hey,
what's goody, daughter?
What's up, Mommy? What's up, Jason? What's up, Prada? Who else on the line? Justin.
That other nigga.
Hey,
what
Laura.
Hey. You know, much. I'm sitting packing, getting ready to go to St. Louis tomorrow. I got a flight that leaves up out of New York to end in St. Louis tomorrow.
You going to
St. Louis early?
Yeah, I have to go to St. Louis early. I mean, you know, coinage. I mean,
who?
You know, girls got to do what they got to do. No, but we want to Kansas City. Well, I'm actually getting a rental car from the St. Louis airport, and we like driving to Kansas City too, because you know they got a casino out there and shit. So.
Okay.
Don't steal too much of where you're going, because Howard's
bitch, ain't nobody gonna check me. Who gonna hit me in my mouth?
Are you gonna shoot Kamara in the foot or what? Because I gotta talk to
No, I'm gonna shoot her in a kneecap. That's why I'm gonna pop her in her fucking kneecap and her ankle if she trying this thing. I'm not playing with her. She will not make it out of St. Louis in one piece. I'm not playing with that.
Those are some dry ass see through kneecaps.
She got some dry ass meat too.
Oh
my god.
That'd be like a dry turkey, bitch.
Oh, shit. Oh, Lord. See what you done started? Private caller, you're on the air.
Camaro's roasting on an open fire.
Okay, next caller is 568-992. Really?
What did it say? God made faggots.
I have no
idea. God hates fags or something.
Oh, God hates fags. 313-423.
How are you?
Hey.
Can y'all hear me?
What's up?
Yeah,
we can hear you clearly.
Okay, this is Tell the Truth Tuesday.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay. Mm. Hi, London. How are you?
I'm lovely.
Ooh.
How are you?
Mm-hmm. But anyway, it was, some country talking on this phone a little bit earlier. So a whole bunch of country talking. But basically, I just came on because it's Tell the Truth Tuesday, and Ms. Laura Spears is on this thing. And I want to know what's the tea between her and Kamara. What is the beef? Tell the truth, Laura.
But, Ms. Spears, why you gave me this dry ass
Because you know who it is. You know who it is, London.
Oh, I know who it is now, but I'm not going to say their name.
Hey.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know who that is. That's Miss Eric Mack, honey. That's Miss Eric Mack, honey.
Miss Eric Mack, don't try me like that, girl.
What's up, Miss London, bitch?
There's no shade with me and Camaro. Camaro actually came to my house before, and he shitted on my sheets one time when I had
to fuck
her. Like, no, it's real tea. No, I'm okay, you know what? I'm going to spit a real motherfucking tea. So, okay. So, when I was... okay. Yeah, I still want to say on this, but they should pay it, honey. I'm just going to put it out there. So, Camaro, since you think you know who I am, do you remember when you came to Atlanta with Milan and you came to my hotel and y'all brought that boy or whatever and that boy had fucked you?
Ooh,
oh. You remember that? You remember that? And then you shitted on the sheets of my room, this thing, and then we all, me, Milan, and like a few other girls, we keyed this thing. Do you remember that? It was like years ago. It was back in 2008. You remember that, Camaro?
I remember it was a nice little session,
but then you pulled that little meat out, and it was ashy boots, and we was peeing boots the whole night about that ashy dick this thing.
Oh my god.
You know what?
Since you think you know who I am, tell the truth. So since you think you know who I am, I was in that room, so do the countdown. It was only about 60 girls in that room. And you know
you
I'm not lying,
60,
so
did
I made
you
one
say
60 five.
Girls or six girls
yes,
in that room?
Yes, it was six girls in that room and one piece of trade.
Oh, my God. Jason put me back a hole.
Laura.
Yes.
So y'all was just watching her get fucked?
No, we was like doing, you know, we was, you know.
It was a session. It was a group session.
It was a session. And the situation that came up was Camaro actually was fucking Milan, and then the child was trying to fuck this Camaro, and the child let that dick up in her, and then she ended up boo-booing on the dick, and she boo-booed on the condom or whatever. It was a little some little boo-boo on the condom, so they made Camaro get up in the bathroom, you know, clean that out. She tried to play it off the bitch we saw with. And we
warning! Freak alert! Warning! Freak alert!
What? Y'all want to tell it what's up? That's my
God.
Did you say he fucked Milan?
Did he feel anything?
No, this was back when we was at the Holiday Inn Hotel, you know, in Midtown Atlanta area. It's like near downtown area. This was like back in 2008. She came to my motherfucking room, and it was what it was. I mean, that's when we all used to be cool, but bitch, Camaro said she know who I am, so what the fuck is it? Camaro,
so that's how Milan got his position?
Yes, double fathers.
They both shared that dick, so I guess they was half fathers.
Okay,
I mean,
go ahead, Laura.
No, I was going to say, and mind you, Camaro's dick is big. Don't get me wrong. He got a big dick, but it's ashy, though. It's ashy, boo. Like,
so why you didn't lubricate it?
Oh, baby, I don't suck between dicks. I'm sorry. Ooh. I don't. No. I do not suck between dick at all.
436-839. I'm going to tell y'all a little secret. The problem is immigrants and white people. I need that white blood. That's true. And this is real shit. We gonna eat your ass up. Boy. All right, I'm fucking Satan.
What the fuck?
You have a great night, honey.
This day is carrying tonight.
Okay.
It is now. It's the end of the month. So they don't have nothing better to do.
Nothing at all.
Well, bitch, I can't wait to go on my little vacation.
This way.
Just don't paint.
First of all, bitch, I've never had to worry about that problem.
Girl. 504. Wait a minute, I know this number. 504-331. Well, I know the area code.
Hey, Mika.
Shamika?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, girl, you no longer
hey,
girl.
I was muted, still talking.
Mm-mm. Hey, how you been?
I've been good. How y'all been?
It's been great.
I know. Was it last week I came on or a week before it? Finals, my last day of school is May 5th, so I'll be a little more active.
Yeah.
She come back right before we take our summer break. She coming back and we get ready to take the summer break. Ain't that some shit?
She said, whoop y'all.
She like, I'll be back. Well, we leaving.
Okay, you be back, girl, but we be on summer break.
Okay.
We will be coming back for, like, major functions that happen in the summertime. So
yeah, that, well, we'll work that out
Monday.
Every month. There will be a
hey,
show
Jason.
Every Monday, but who will be on that show? We haven't worked that out. My, it
hey,
might
Jason.
Be the whole,
Jason.
What?
Jason Bridge going to still be working with Switchboard.
Check your inbox real quick.
Jason Bridge has already started his vacation planning, honey. I will be in the Dominican Republic. And I'll be a few other places.
Yeah,
so
I'm
going to
do some planning myself. I haven't
well,
decided.
Sure
I'm
going to
cruise and something else. I don't know what
Jason.
Else.
Jason.
Yes?
Check your inbox.
Check my inbox? Okay.
Uh-huh.
I hate when people say check your inbox.
That, I know. That was so nasty and so rude.
I love you more
so
for loving me.
And so
wait
a
minute. I'm checking
so,
my inbox
so
and I don't have nothing. That sounds
so
mean. Which inbox do I need to be checking? Because I'm...
Damn, y'all
got
to keep repeating it.
You have.
Shamika, was that you video? Oh, okay. Wait a minute. How does this man keep getting back in the room and I keep block taking him out the room? Anybody in the Blog Talk room, if you are on Prince Bridge, please let me know when whoever this person is that keep posting this ignorant stuff in the room, so I can remove them from the chat
what?
Room because I refuse to shut the chat
why
room.
Why did you say me? What I did? What happened?
Not you, Shamika. There's some ignorant person that keeps putting stuff in the room about dirty niggas and Section 8 and all that. So is that what you're talking
that's
about? Was that what you're talking
no,
about, Justin?
I think
that's
so.
That's she got a fake profile.
Okay. Well, whoever it is, they're going to have to keep making fake profiles to get back in the room, and they keep getting put out. So for the next few hours, if you want to keep making fake profiles to get put in the room, you do that, hon.
That's a lot of emails. I know. Then you have to go confirm the other secondary email, and no, girl.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you go right ahead and continue to say niggas ain't shit, buttholes and bitches, or whatever the hell you say.
Okay.
And this mulatto will continue to remove you from the room.
But niggas,
I saw
Justin.
Okay.
That's nature.
Okay. Well, we don't. Okay, here we have a private caller. I wonder what he got to say. Private caller.
Oh.
Is he playing Big Booty Ho? Yes, everybody twerk for 2 minutes.
Hello, everybody.
Hey,
hello,
Becky.
Oh, that's
hey,
right. Becky
bitch.
Said she was going to play her own intro before she come on.
She's not having it. I'm going to have an intro.
Hey,
did you
let do
like
that? What's going on tonight?
Let me cuss out, Becky. But, Becky, I thought you said your intro was going to be good times.
See, no, I said I was going to play good times, but I said I was going to have something different every week.
Okay.
I was living for good times, though.
I was living for good times, too, because I was going to wake y'all up.
What's
going on?
Nothing. Just tell it like it is Tuesday.
It's tell it like it is Tuesday.
Yeah.
Hey, Becky, this is my first time meeting you.
Hi, sweetie. How are you? Who are you?
I'm good. How are you? Mika.
You real fish or nah?
Oops.
Nah.
She sound real.
No,
I'm real.
You might want to be real and protect your chest, girl.
Yeah, you
okay.
Sure, just in case.
Nice to meet you,
Mika.
Becky,
I'm
Becky. Since this is Tell the Truth Tuesday, is there any Butch Queens up in drags or Femme Queens or Vogas that you know you want to tell the truth that they should just stop?
Yeah,
right. Oh, that's what it is? That's what we have to do? Or it's just like you just saying
you can tell any truth.
Truth. Tonight is just Tell the Truth Tuesday. If you sleeping with your best friend, man, you can tell that truth too.
who needs to get off the flow because it's no more?
Because Lord and already told
okay,
the truth
well,
about
tell the truth
painting.
Tuesday. Tell the truth. One of my truths will be, y'all know that Baby Hurricane did not beat Naima. That's one truth.
Ooh.
I didn't know what the topic was, because if I knew what the topic was, I would have had my list written down before I came in.
Yeah, but you came in ready, bitch. It's no shame.
Because that was at the top of my head. That was really at the top of my head as soon as you said tell the truth. So.
Okay.
As far as voguing wise, I don't think nobody should stop voguing. I really feel like it's listen, I don't think nobody should stop voguing. I think it's the house's job to make sure they people don't go out there looking a fucking fool. So it's not nobody else's fault. It's not their fault.
Right.
It's the house's fault.
Yep. That's right. Yep, I agree with Becky. Like, I feel about Ashley. I don't feel like she should stop, but, like, she has so many sisters, brothers, and people who so-called love her. Why they still have her dressing like a bad Britney Spears video extra? Like a Britney Spears video extra everywhere she goes. Like, you can't be scary. Like, nobody loves you. Like, y'all saw that video with that girl who had all the knots and got beat up. And she was telling the kids, you're an orphan. Nobody loves you. Your breath stinks. Like,
wait a minute. Somebody said Ashley breath stank.
No. I was comparing the video that she got beat up really bad. A girl got beat up really bad, and then she started reading the boys.
Yeah,
I was comparing that. No, I wasn't saying her breath smell at all.
Oh,
well, I mean, after that lady got beat up, she still stood up for herself, so.
She did. She was funny. She was funny as hell. You're an orphan. Nobody loves you. That's it.
She
was
so like,
funny.
Well, go
that
get your mom. Go get your mom.
She
got all of knots in her head.
No, but the whole point was, she must have thought this girl was going to demolish her and kill her because she couldn't believe she was alive. She was like, but I'm still here.
Mute. I'm not saying nothing about her. Y'all ain't finna have her dumb.
Yeah, I love Kelly. I live for Kelly, but I'm not gonna lie. I was being messy, and I did send a picture to somebody, and the little pissy roll owl looking at the thing, and I said, oh, one, a two, a cop. I'm sorry, y'all. I was wrong with that, Kelly. I have to admit that I did that, but that shit was so funny. Don't block me, Kelly. I love you.
Oh, no, but I didn't say Kelly, though.
Well, you know, everybody's saying that she had got chopped. I was really looking for the video. But, you know, Caesar don't, you know, he really don't put the videos in order.
Yes, he did.
It was too many things to look through. It was too many things to look through. And I was actually looking for it. But the only thing that I seen was that the parody video. I wanted to see the actual, hear the chop.
Oh, I don't even know about the parody video, but I feel like it was kind of shady because, like, he moved her hair, her face, and all that. I mean, child.
The parody video was the Price is Right. It was the Price is Right.
She tried to drop him like it was warm and everything.
Well, since we're telling the truth, Dante wasn't the one that really chopped her. The one that really chopped her was Exotic Blue Blair.
Well, Kelly was on last night saying that somebody was tapping a man's leg. Like, look at
her.
That was Exotic that did that.
Exotic told her to chop her, and Dante took the bait for it.
See,
that's when you let the girls go through and don't really,
right.
You know, you let the girls go through because you're going to have the one that has to take the heat. And if they're not a real bitch about the situation and telling you to chop them when they the one who really want to chop you, you the one who could possibly get an ass
over. I'm sorry. I'm not about to take the fall for no bitch.
You
if I did it, I did it. If I didn't, I didn't. Right.
Nobody want to ass whooping for nobody else. What? Especially
okay.
For Kelly. Are you serious?
Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey.
Yeah, girl.
don't give a fuck about the senior citizens' vote, bitch.
He sound like he got
I wanted to ask London. It's Tuesday night, and it's Tell the Truth Tuesday, London.
Wait, Deja, is that true, Deja?
Oh. You know, London, you mean, horrible bitch, how dare you? I'm calling to ask you a question, and you're going to bring up that poor soul. You rotted to the core, bitch, you. Can you please tell us who the top five senior citizens voguers are?
Oh, shit.
Who the top five are?
Top five senior citizens, two butch queens and two fem queens, and one nondescript senior citizen.
I can't pick you.
The winner goes to your ass, private caller. Thank you.
Oh, shit.
Just call us for London, you tired.
Jason, I'm about to write down my tell it like it is Tuesday.
Wait, caller, let me get back to you on that. But my first one will go to Nicola X Icon.
Nicole.
We have another private caller. Here we go.
Is Nicole the one that wears a bad wig?
What?
Are you calling
somebody
from hell?
Wait, what Nicole are you talking about?
Because there's a couple people named Nicole.
Nicole
Icon, she said.
The one that Ronald McDonald, bitch, with the wigs.
Oh,
with the bad wig, with that gel wig to the side.
Laura!
I forbid y'all. I forbid y'all to do that.
Wait, but the girl said Nicole styled her wigs with Vaseline.
I forbid y'all to do that.
Y'all know how wigs have names, like different wigs. Her wigs should be named Stephanie because they never move. Like none of her wigs go anywhere. Like when she was trying to argue with Kelly, it was like pull the ponytail out, like pull the scrunchie out, and the hair went nowhere. Like I didn't get that.
I think Nicole. Can y'all please take away that she's real?
Hello, can
she's
y'all hear me?
Yes,
I think you.
Y'all can hear me?
We hear you, Kelly.
2013.
Okay.
We are now in 2014.
Kenya Morty.
That don't mean her feet don't look like she's been walking around the Bronx barefooted all day, bitch.
Oh, my.
Right, it was 2013. She looked fierce in 2013, and she looked even more fierce in 2014.
She had long feet and always won't wear slip-ons. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
She wears size six, size seven.
Bitch, you wear size 17.
Right.
No, her feet can't be possibly that big because she has women's shoes on, so I'm pretty sure her feet can't be 12 or 13 now.
She wears size 15, 14 and a half shoes, and men.
But she is real.
But them feet, bitch.
They're real too. She gives me recover crackhead cunt. Like I don't think she's real. Like a normal businesswoman, like pretty lady. Like I just think like she'll recover crackhead cunt. Like that's what tea she gives me. Like I know a lot of her.
She
got
the pretty hair makeup and.
Y'all are shady.
I'm not playing with y'all tonight.
Listen, y'all, but you know what, though? Y'all brought up something that really, really grinds my gears. When people's toes sweep the floor over the top of their shoe.
Ooh.
it's a lot of
the wrong size. I hate that.
Give us a name, J-Rock. Give us a name.
Y'all need to get into y'all friends' pictures because a lot of them queens like that. Get into their pictures, baby.
It ain't no need for J-Rock to name nobody because y'all don't know these people to go close.
Well, Prada, give me the Facebook so I can go look at them toes hanging on.
And my other J-Rock,
you know what's so funny? You never lie. Because when they feet be hanging off, it be a name brand shoe. And it be a, like a Louis Vuitton or, you know,
But why pay all that money for the wrong size?
But that's what I'm saying, because if you know, if you're in a girl's shoe, it's supposed to be two sizes up for a women's shoe. So, you know.
And they already have big men's feet, right?
First of all, that's why everybody just want to wear a name brand shoe. So, they have that little hole in the front. It's your foot not even supposed to be hanging off your hole.
Yeah.
But then when you see them in person, they have 2 feet sticking out in one hole. Yeah. I mean, not two feet, I mean two toes.
Oh,
and I mean, like...
They need to go shop at Frederick's online.
They're talking about Jalen LaVine. If they were smart enough, they would cut
the hole bigger so it really won't really look like
it. Thank you, not that you're saying it.
Thank you, not that you're mentioning it.
It made me think about that post J-Rock put up when it was like 30 feet track you back, like Egypt and all the bitches talk about they from Egypt saying that all their toes line up. Bitch, y'all lying. I hate when people feel like their second toe be longer. Like, that creeped me out. Like, men could get away with it, but women, a lot of white cunt have that. It's hereditary. I thank God my feet not like this.
You know,
oh
that
my
means,
God.
That means you're the head of your household. Oh, shit. That means you file head household on your taxes, bitch,
because I never heard of that.
That's what it's like. No, I'm telling you what black people say. You know, black people are crazy.
I ain't never heard that shit. That must be from where you at, bitch, because I ain't never heard that shit.
Yeah,
I ain't never heard that either, Prada.
Because they be saying, girl, you must like to take control. You the head of your household with your feet like
that. Oh, hell no. Well, I don't want to be in control with no long second, so fuck that. I'm glad my toes are standing.
Okay, come on.
God.
Let's stop.
Go ahead. 661-748. Do your feet hang over your shoes?
Hey, this is Suggestion Dave Frank here at the Millions again. Just want to see about those pain pills.
We ain't got no horses, man.
Yeah, his feet hang over his shoes because he got gorilla toes.
Do your toes hang low?
Bitch, he sound like he walk on motherfucking beer cans or something.
Anytime in the boat. No, bitch, I call it the fuck you feet. Because it be looking like they're giving you the middle finger,
bitch. Look like you're pointing the middle
finger, yeah. And now y'all got me looking at my feet. Okay, they are even. My feet are all even, okay?
My feet are even. I got nice feet.
But you know I can't agree with you without reading myself because when I wear open-toe shoes,
because
you know I got big feet, but at the end of the day, my feet be done. So when it's done and my feet starting to slide, I kick my heel back, like kick it. So when I see somebody at the ball, it look like my feet is aligned with the shoe. So, you know, it won't be no...
Okay, them is some big-ass feet. And bitch, you be having them big-ass fake toenails on there too, bitch.
No, bitch, I actually quit to go get my feet done, baby.
Bitch, that be a wide-ass toenail.
She looked like Shanae down there, but she got that toenail on that foot, though.
Ooh. Yeah, bitch.
I can't believe you was... put me out there like that, sis.
I swear to God, the funniest thing I ever saw, I was at Ming's getting my manicure and pedicure, and this lady came in there, and they took a thumbnail, and put it on her toe.
Oh,
to give her a toenail.
They put a hangnail on her what?
You know when you get to, when you, they took one of them gel nails and put it on her toe.
Yeah, they took one of them and put it on her toe.
But that was what you supposed to do. That was she doing to my feet or my big toe, actually.
But then no shade.
Because
shade, Chinese,
can't get your,
but no
Melissa,
shade, them Chinese hoes that do nails, they be trying to be funny. Because, bitch, J-Rock took me to the nail shop on Saturday.
But they
and,
be
bitch,
creating miracles.
I went in.
They be creating miracles, though.
Bitch, J-Rock took me to the nail shop on Saturday. I was not in drag. And as soon as I walked through the door, I said, I want a pedicure. Fish said, what color? I said, bitch, I ain't got no wig on. It's okay, what color?
She probably thought, man, you're going to make me fall.
But no, sorry, I sure do give me a silly blue.
But you know, nail, I didn't know, but nail, wait, but you know, nail, thanks to, but nail, thanks to, like, I guess nail, thanks to, Snoop Lion and Future, and it's one more, it is dudes actually going, I have seen a few dudes now getting their nails done and getting designs on them.
Who?
Like, because you know, like Snoop's Lion, he gets a French manicure, a French manicure and pedicure. So you know he has that. He has his nails done, and then I think the rapper Future, and it's another rapper that gets his fingernails painted and gets designs put on them.
Let me tell you about this one person in my house who they came down here and they had to go get their nails done. So we walk around the place where I took them to go get their nails done. And then when we came back, because, you know, it was out-of-town visitors and I was showing them around or whatever. So when we came back, I mean, when we was walking and the boy came to us, we was like, well, damn, we thought you was getting your nails done. Bitch, he got his pinky nail done.
Girl, I know exactly.
I know you know who I'm talking about. And then, bitch, when we was like, she said, the lady say, you don't want your whole finger? You don't want your whole finger? He said, no, bitch, I want this pinky. Give me this pinky. And he got that pinky on there. It was sparkling and everything. Bitch, he was ready.
J-Rock, what was you trying to go here, J-Rock?
No, I was just saying, it seemed like every time me and Prada go somewhere, we have experience with these Chinese people. One time we was at this little flea market bazaar called Big T in Dallas. And it was Prada. I don't know who else was with us, but one of our house members was a boy, and he was going to get his he wanted to get his eyebrows done because he was walking safe. So
that's
the lady
flea
came
market?
Out and
Yeah, it was a nail shop in town.
Okay.
Yeah, this is ghetto. They got barbershops, flea markets.
Some people have different flea markets, so don't y'all think it's, you know.
Yeah, it's like where all the ghetto folks in and trade and stuff. But the Chinese lady came out and she looked at Prada and she looked at the other girl. She was going, she said, eyebrow, eyebrow, eyebrow. And they was like, no. And then she looked at the boy and go, you?
But no, the shade is she had read him. She said, after she said, you, she said, my dog is out. I was like, oh, this is
crazy. No, what was funny about it, was we all knew that whatever she just said, she read the fuck out of him. He did not even want to go in there. It was so funny. We fell out laughing. Eyebrow, you?
Y'all should have beat her ass.
Okay.
Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. She had too many. Did you see that boy that tried to steal that girl purse?
One
thing about Asians in their stores, they always have a little Asian at the top waiting on you, and they'll jump down on you and beat the fuck out. You got a pistol in for you. That's what they do in the head stores down here.
Not a ninja. They got a ninja
just
waiting.
They have an older man sit up there with a shotgun, and one of
them
down.
All
them
hoes would have came out. Look at nail polish
and everything. They're the only store that don't have pictures with, like, people who steal, and, you know, the regular store still, that's the only store who don't play. They don't have no pictures because they finish their ass off. They will beat the piss out you in there.
So they got
midgets. The one I go to, they got every bad check. that they ever received.
Oh, yeah, I like when they put the fake money, too, in the nail shop. That should be funny.
Oh,
the fake
shit.
Money
y'all
that
see
they
this
get?
New commercial for the new catfish? I know we're going to have a lot of talk about that when that comes.
I haven't seen the commercial yet. Let me put it on there. Try to get you now.
Girl, they got a sissy on here, girl. She got wet and wavy in her head. Talking about she only heard the man voice. She was like, did you ever see him? We talking about, no, child, only the voice. I only heard his voice. They just, every season is getting gayer and gayer and gay friendly.
Prada, Icon Penny wants to know, is J-Rock born to hang out with?
Is he boring to hang out with? Sometimes he is boring. Like when we on our road trips, you know, he let his hair down. When we in the car, we be having our little sing-alongs and stuff. Sometimes he just too serious for me, though. I be like, damn, J-Rock, relax. This ain't the Navy, bitch. Creepy cute. Like he walk around with his ass,
but
he cool, Tom.
Jason, all she had to do, she could have asked me that fucking question. I'm just like an old grandpa. That's why I keep telling people, I'm never ashamed to say, I'm like an old man. I get really frustrated real easy. I don't like to party. I don't like to do nothing. So when everybody gets their life, I be just sitting there looking like they driving the fuck out of me.
I think J-Rock does well better than around people. Because when we was in our little hotel room and we was having a conversation, he didn't give me grandpa tease right then and there. So I guess I got to start. I don't think I want to hang around J-Rock no more, this hearing this. I'm serious. I can't handle nobody. I'm doing all the talking, and J-Rock just staring at me like, you can't, you know, you have been around people like that, you keep on trying to start a conversation, and the person just don't talk.
That could be his military vibe, though. That could be his vibe from being in the military for a while. You know what I'm saying? Like, that could be just like...
Don't ask him too many questions, because if you get to asking him too many questions, you're going to be all kind of bitches, motherfuckers. You're a stupid bitch. You need to read this, read that, bitch. Why you calling me, bitch? Fuck you and that. I'm like, bitch.
That's why you keep going, sis. That's why you keep going and asking the questions and the questions and the questions again, again, again.
Oh, he know. I challenge J-Rock. I like to challenge J-Rock. It's a fight and a battle with me and J-Rock every day.
And they do it on purpose. They know I don't got no time for that bullshit.
Well, I like to test.
Oh,
you.
Wait. I meant to catch y'all, but Laura, is Laura on?
Laura's still here.
I'm just seeing a post with you and Harold. This shit is so funny. Like, Harold, like, I don't know. Why do y'all pay that thank mark in the middle of his head like that mark of Buddha?
You know,
like, y'all just think that's...
You know what's so... But you know what's so love about Harold? They deactivated both my profiles, mind you. They deactivated two of my profiles because they reported me to Facebook. They're so tired to make a post about me, and then you report me to Facebook and then deactivate me to where I can't respond.
I believe Laura have 6 laptops and 2 desktops in her house.
And an iPad. With a profile,
every one. So when that one shut down, she runs to the other laptop.
All the balls he throws, and all the money that he supposedly tricks that he would get his underbite fixed. Like, that's on the track. And he would get some type of, like, skin evening something. Because that black mark is not cute. Or maybe that's where his realness lies.
I think he worked. Don't he have a real job, right?
Who got a real job?
No, I'm not saying nothing about his job. I'm just saying, like, he throws balls and he makes money from his balls, and so why doesn't he get his mouth done like that? Underbite is something serious.
The
only job he ever got is being the founder of the House of Balenciaga. He ain't got no job.
He's a founder?
Oh, and I want to give a special shout out to my child Chris for getting his icon status last night at the Laura Spears second annual Faggies.
What was the name of your boy?
Wait, I gave him icon status.
Yes, honey.
Now you don't take it.
Oh, I don't see that.
But the shade is that there were 7 icons that don't see it, so Chris, we still have to decide.
I left Chris.
The shade is he's the only person that got status last night because the ball got shut down because somebody called the police.
And the feds.
Oh, we got to take this back to the advisory board.
Ooh.
Freak alert.
Freak alert.
Oh, my God. Who are these gorillas in this cage? Let me get in this room. I'm missing a lot of shit.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute. Camaro said it must be horrible to be a known unknown. Fish.
Oh, here she go. Here she go. Here she bring her ashy ass back up in there again.
What does
she do not invest in some Jergens lotion or some Aquaphor ointment or some Eucerin cream, bitch, like, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, she needs something serious. Maybe a dermatologist
approved it. No,
like
she don't need no dermatologist, bitch. She need that penicillin shot. That's what the fuck she
needs. I was reading this post earlier, but it was like too much to read the Herald. When he was talking about all I read was the turnpike, and she wasn't really on the turnpike, and I said, oh, girl, I'm hungry. I got to go.
That's the one.
Let me finish reading this.
That old, I hate when a balding bitch always want to come for somebody. A balding
bitch.
But
he really
like
put in
said.
Work to find to get you together because he said he.
Like, even
Harold's
smile is just
the
creepiest thing. Like, I find him to be so unattractive.
You'll let him clam that pussy.
Did you ever used to think Harold was ever attractive?
No, I just find him so unattractive.
No, my question is, did you ever think Carol was ever attractive?
No, not at all. But I'm just saying, the girls pay it. They don't talk about the black stink mark on his head. They don't say nothing. Like, they just pay everything in ballroom. They just feel like if y'all been on each other long enough, like, if she's look.
Is that her birthmark on her forehead? I think that discoloration.
Listen, she ate somebody cakes and
But a lot of overweight people get like dark marks in their face, even if it's on their cheek. In a minute, I call it the same one.
Wait a minute, Dr. Jackie, keep it cute.
No, not like that. No, but no, seriously.
Prada. Would you ever have a hero?
He's not my cup of tea.
He's not my cup of tea.
Harold doesn't like the girls, right?
See, y'all have to think smart. Y'all have to think smart because it ain't about the appearance. It's about all those house dues that he received.
Warning! Free!
What's your time say, Becky? Is he going to take care of you and your hair?
Yeah, of course. But I have to get taken care of first for like 3 months. And then I have to see, you have to tell them, I have to make sure you really want me and really want to be with me. You have to prove to me. So I need this, this, that.
Well,
and
I need 3 years.
You need 3 years?
You would want to wake up next to Miss Harold, Miss Jane? Oh, my God.
I don't have to wake up to him. I could meet him somewhere, but I don't have to wake up to him.
I think I would slice my wrist, bitch. Like, oh.
But, yeah,
My God, Miss Kevin, I'll need him.
I mean, he's cool. He's cool. He's just not my cup of tea.
Oh, wait. What'd you say, London?
Okay.
How about Miss Kevin Omni reading Jack?
She tried it. Miss Jack read her down.
Paragraphs just so draining. Like, girl,
did you even read it? It was tea in there.
Yeah, it was a lot of tea in there. But Jack ate it by posting pictures from Paris.
That he gave him $200 and he referred somebody late notice, and obviously he didn't have to pay the ball because it was really a kid who already had been given balls. It wasn't like he had to go help the child or something like that.
How about the girls throwing their major balls and then
right.
the thing
oh,
coming
yeah, and,
in after
and why
making
he created,
money.
Created the aftermath to make money and stuff like that, the aftermaths and stuff like that. So, and he basically said as if ballroom has become a business more than a fun
recreation.
Well, I agree.
Well, Kevin reminded me of a crackhead that, well, who tags all those people in one post like that, like literally in 2 minutes? Like, she tagged the whole ballroom scene.
Wait, didn't that lady read
Kevin?
But
who were those
down?
People?
What's that lady name?
Those were the icon. No, what do you call them? What do you call? What's
Terry
after
Winston.
Icon? What's
Terry
after Winston icon, Jeff?
Red.
Pioneers, bitch.
What's after pioneers, Jeff?
Busy
Eternity. After pioneer. Okay, can somebody tell me? Okay, I guess they want me to talk about this picture with
That's what I was about to say, with the trichet and a gift card.
With all
wait,
gift cards.
Becky, did you say what's after Icon's death?
Yeah, no, I said
after Pioneer.
No, because
they
said, no, I did say what's after Icon, but then they said Pioneer, so after Pioneer,
no.
I guess it's death.
But you can't be not every Icon is a Pioneer, though.
Okay.
Well, you know what?
So are the rings real? Like that ring that man had on that looked like a class ring? Did he really get like a...
Stand to the side as I introduce you.
Is that Jasmine?
That's Rodney, I think.
No, that's Callie Ransbow.
The girl said that's Rodney.
No, but is it true like that you get an alumni type of ring, like once you're a pioneer or something like that? Because that man had on some type of ring in the room and he posted it.
Girl,
you just get a plaque,
girl.
I don't know, y'all. I'm just asking. I was just intrigued by it. I was like, oh,
they
get a ring.
Right. No, they get a plaque or a ring
good.
Or something.
I think that would be
nice. Yeah, what would be nice is if they could get an apartment. It would be nice if they can get an apartment and say, go get a house. Get a house.
I think that would be
get
so
car.
Now, Laura, that would
get
be so nice.
So you would rather hear your own house phone ring than get a ring? Okay.
After all that hard work you put into the ballroom scene, after all those floors and hotels and everything and drugs, you get a home. That's
okay.
Sick.
That would be over, bitch. That's an over. That's grand prize, bitch. You giving me a flag?
Y'all laugh.
I've been sleeping on girls' floors for 20 years, and now I'm deemed icon this thing, and you telling me that I get a fucking plaque this thing after 20 years of sleeping on girls' floors and wearing the same socks?
Was it really?
Then
you gonna look back? Then you look back like, was it really all worth it? Was it really all worth
that's
it?
That's all they need.
My whole life is a retirement plan, but you're worrying about being a pioneer or an icon. You become a Hall of Famer.
Oh, you're a Hall of Famer.
Is that what they're going to put everybody's bodies at? What the fuck are you talking about, a Hall of Fame for the ballroom thing, bitch? What?
Does the ballroom have a plot or mausoleum type thing going on?
They need to get a graveyard. People dedicate their lives to this,
whether they believe it or not. A lot of people, this is their livelihood. So I think somebody should put together and put in money for a ballroom plot or mausoleum setup.
They already have
like
it.
Oh, they already heard it.
Did you watch the episode of the Kardashians when they went to go see where they was going to get buried and shit?
I really don't. I'm not a ballroom throwback fan anymore because they don't really. Kelly's not on there like she used to be. But I did enjoy the Yolanda on the. Yolanda is so beautiful.
I really enjoy Yolanda too.
Yolanda is so beautiful. That lady is sick, man. I'm sorry. Yolanda is beautiful.
You know what? Can I say this? Even though I don't use his
Fred Sanford junkyard house at all.
Y'all can't keep talking over each other.
Hey, Kelly.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Somebody said something about a mausoleum for the girls. They say somebody just hit my inbox and said they do have one. It's called Potter's Field.
In New Orleans, it's mausoleum. My great grandmother and my niece was just buried and put in a mausoleum. Look it up.
Try it. Wait, they said it's called a what? Who is that?
A coliseum. No, it's a mausoleum. When you're putting the wall,
I think that's Trishay right in her inbox trying to tell somebody.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me they said coliseum?
Jesus. J-Rock, you know, in Rome, when you get put in a wall, it's a mausoleum. It's not a house.
Nika, I got this. Whoever sent you that message, tell them they are a colossal idiot.
Screenshot them.
No,
I was just going to say that. Screenshot them.
They didn't say Coliseum. They said Potterfield. That's where they pick people at. That's where they pick people at in New York where they don't claim their body. They just pick you in this field that called, it's called Potterfield.
Oh, I thought you were saying that. Oh, Kelly, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying they were correcting me because when they put people in a wall instead of burying in the ground in New Orleans, it's a mausoleum.
It's a mausoleum.
Right.
No,
okay.
Called,
I thought they were correcting me. I'm sorry.
It's called Potterfield where they don't claim your body.
Well, you know what, that was worse than a mausoleum, that means that they were shady.
Somebody just hit my inbox and said that's where they put Paris Dupree.
Oh,
hey, bitch, y'all could motherfucking never.
Hold on. First of all, that's where they did put Paris there at first because Paris was dead in his home for a couple of weeks and nobody didn't know. But once they found out who Paris was, Paris family went and claimed his body.
Thank you. So girl, stop being fucking shady. Because they do it here, like the state here in Louisiana, when your body isn't claimed, they bury you in this all set one. Like,
that's what crew is. You know, crew from they bury you in the
too.
I think that's why I want to be buried when
and
I die. I want
to
be buried.
That's not cheap. When they have to go
to
pick you back up, that's not cheap. You need coins to do that, baby.
What
that's
you trying to say?
No, I'm just saying that's not cheap.
You trying to say my ballroom career is not going to be relevant for me to have a mausoleum, girl? Because I'm going to get paid when I become a pioneer.
Girl, well, first of all, Becky, I don't think it's going to be a casket big enough for your titties.
Oh. And those are real in my profile picture. That is me.
So can we talk about the credit card thing with Trishay and...
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
Wait, was those gift cards or credit cards? Those are Vanilla Visa. Wait a minute, y'all. This just hit my inbox. They said the washed up legends get put in the Masters of Vogue, and that's where they go to die.
Trishay is not holding nobody credit cards. Those
well,
are prepaid debit cards
for
Netflix.
No, listen, we call it like down here, even though it's not credit cards, like I buy cards like that, like from people that steal and shit, like you buy, we call it credit cards because you pay half for what it's worth. Like for a $200 one, I pay $100.
No, but those Vanilla Visas are for prostitution. Those cards are for Backpage. That's why she mentioned the boy said something about posting ads.
I didn't know you had to pay to post that. Like, I didn't know.
You can't post with a regular credit card because it will shut you out, and then it was, you know. So you have to go buy a Vanilla Visa card to put your ad up.
Well, how many is she making with all those cards? That's a lot of ads.
I don't know if she had anything, she would sell those cards.
Let's talk about those Louboutins she posted with the short heel. Like, what the fuck?
At least sticking out.
Did you see the heels? The Louboutins with no Dutch rag, and it looked like a condom was in the box.
Oh, no.
No, look at that picture, y'all. The one Shanique.
Wait a minute. I need to do a what's the name because this is a lot of cocaine. Let me do a roll call. Justin?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Prada?
Bitch, you know I'm here, huh?
J-Rock?
Still here.
Mother, are you still here? Well, let's say you're here if you're not here.
Wait, me?
Okay. Private Laura, you're here. Kelly, you're here. And Becky, okay. So everybody's here.
You do not see me. Wait.
Y'all are currying tonight.
Hello? What's
up,
Becky, girl?
Oh, no, I was talking to somebody. My bad, girl. I'm sorry.
What you got, clients, Becky?
Oh, wait a minute. No. Did y'all just catch the shade? Did y'all just catch it?
What? No, what's the shade?
Wait a minute. Sharmika.
Huh?
Oh, you still on the phone. Oh, I thought Jason had kicked you off the line, bitch.
Wait, you thought he kicked me out for lying?
Yeah.
That's why I said, wait. I was like, wait, where is she?
Right.
Laura, stop your shit.
what did I lie about? I'm lying.
No. I thought
he
Jason
knew I
kicked
you off
the
line.
Because he got real quiet. I was like, bitch, wait. Ooh, I said, Jason just tried it.
Wait, is there a condom in that box?
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. But you know what's a shame? My thing, you know, girls like that, you know, my thing is that when you be doing all this shit, like, okay, what do you got to show for it, though? Like, where your place at?
Ooh. Maybe she lives on an Uber jet.
Ooh.
Oh. Leaving on a jet plane.
That's how she
don't know when
no
I'll be back
there.
Again. Not to be
Shamika came back this way. What's the deal?
Okay.
But
she has
money. Why doesn't she get LASIK surgery? LASIK
a large. Oh, a large. She got fucking money.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with her eye? Mika,
she
what's wrong with her eye?
What's wrong with her eye?
She got a lazy eye.
Is there something right with
she,
it?
She, that bitch packed like a pistol. What you mean? What's wrong
shit.
With
oh,
it?
Oh,
okay, maybe I need to look at a picture of her then, because I never noticed nothing wrong with her eye.
Girl,
you need to watch a couple videos
a lot of stuff
or something,
you need to go.
Because, baby.
Yeah, a lot of
things. Well, what happened to her eyes that when Fem Queens bust all that cum like that all the time, you know what I'm saying?
I was going to say when she started doing moans, because when she put that little boy picture, her eyes looked straight when she was a child.
Oh,
right. I think it happened because she kept busting all that cum when she put the moans in her body, and then she started, you know, prostituting and stuff. And I feel like when you prostitute and you a femme queen, you start busting all them nuts all over the place in the thing. You start fucking up your shit.
So you trying to say they fucked her eye loose?
They fucked her eye loose.
They fucked her eye
the
socket. Now, Laura, you
were
I'm done with you.
That's some good
stuff. So sex has killed a few nerves in her eyes that she's trying to
Jackson,
say.
You said you need some of that?
That's some good.
that's probably some good.
Jason Wayne, how do the junkies say when some they find out somebody OD? That's some good shit. I need to try.
Oh, that's mean.
Jason wants every type of fucking sex that will fuck you up.
On that bed.
Ooh. Ow. They got my girl on Wendy Williams. What's up?
Who, Portia?
No, y'all need to go look at
that
right now. You know, a very pregnant Sierra. She's sickening.
Oh, girl, Sierra, Miss Thing, girl.
Sierra looks good pregnant.
She does. She carries it well.
Are we really talking about Sierra, though? Like,
probably she'll go back to the two thousand and six Sierra when she had some meat on her bones or something, you know, after this baby because she was too skinny.
You a Sierra fan, Becky?
Yes, I am.
Ooh, you probably the only one.
But guess what? I'm fine with that because I don't look like a fool going everywhere talking about Beyonce and crying when they talking about
oh,
the news
I see
talking about
wait,
everybody, wait, hold on, I don't have nothing against Beyonce or nothing like that.
I'm just not a fan.
Listen, let me tell you how I roll. I don't know if there's other people like that in the world, but this is how I am. Anything niggers like, when they obsess about,
oh
I stop liking. Like
you
when
said that's
like,
so fierce.
Like Kevin, no, I'm serious. Like Kevin Hart and Madea and Beyonce, when you constantly hear people talk about,
this and over and over and over. I stopped. I just dislike it. So I don't like
now,
being like that.
Wait, did you say Kevin Hart and then Beyonce? You put all the three in the same sentence like
no,
that.
No, I'm saying, I said niggers, what niggers talk about all the time.
Yeah.
You know, when you at your auntie
okay.
house and then you have your cousin saying, did you see that new Madea? You know that new Madea? And they barely give you a chance to hear what the fuck Madea was talking about. I hate that.
Now,
no, you know what? I don't look forward to looking at those type of things.
Right.
She wasn't ready.
That's why I stopped watching Meet the Browns on TV. That's why I stopped watching
I'm not a Tyler Perry fan at all. I don't use Miss Tyler Perry at all whatsoever. I'm not at all. She does
a
not
lot
interest me whatsoever.
Of course, I
she is so tired.
He's from
that
here.
Shit is
I like him.
Yeah,
I never used him at all. I like his on the street funnier than him.
Exactly.
I don't like Tyler Perry because he copycat that drag from Atlanta, Miss Sophia. She started all that shit, and Miss Tyler Perry tried it by coming to her shows and stole her shit. That's tired, and then that's to me is late. That's late. Even though Tyler perfected the craft and made money off of it, but I still think that's late. And if Emma keeps saying, oh, well, he's straightened
well,
this and that,
know
girl,
he
please.
Pay her
she
off.
Said.
How you know
he didn't
pay
her
off.
He didn't pay her off. She said it. She said exactly what happened. She's a very bold person. She'll tell you like it is. He never paid her off.
He had her as a man, not in drag. He put in some movies, but not in drag. So he kept his word, but not totally.
Yeah, I don't like that. Exactly. That's pretty much what that was about, but he tried it.
Right.
Did y'all know that he just found out that wasn't his real father? He did a DNA test with his brother. The man who abused him, who he knew to be his father, who gave him hell, that's not even his real dad.
I guess we got another play coming out.
He knew that wasn't
his
dad.
It's already out.
Who's my daddy?
But all of his stuff
is
redundant, though. A lot of his shit is not the same shit going on.
Right, Ms. Prada, it's the same
Crystal
shit.
Cass,
it's the same
I'm sorry that the show is draining you tonight. What would you like us to talk about?
Who said the show draining them?
Because
bring y'all motherfucking ass on this motherfucking line, bitch, and motherfucking live the shit up, bitch, if it's not to your liking.
Why don't you tell that person whoever said it's draining, tell her go drain a dick. Go drain a sick dick in this thing. Girl, please.
Oh.
Tell, please.
Who said that? Now you get me pumped.
Oh, no.
Don't you better than knock your titties out, bitch.
I'm ready to fight.
Yes, Becky. Get heated, honey. Wet titty contest at Becky house.
Good, Jayla. Why do you keep saying it, nigga?
Titties.
Jayla, who is this big bitch about to fight?
Hey, Prada,
no,
what city y'all stay in? Because I'm coming to Texas after St. Louis. I'm coming to
Texas.
Oh,
my God, no,
weekend.
She did not just try to do a cartwheel. This big bitch did not just try to do a cartwheel.
She really looks like a Neapolitan three-flavor ice cream or something.
Yes, honey, she making me want a triple scoop right now.
No, she looks like a pack of down ladies. That's what she looking. You know how she just, you see all those creases? She look like an individual, just like a lot of down ladies in a pack.
No, I'm in here.
I can't take that laugh. Y'all is cutting up tonight. I can't deal with y'all.
Oh, shit.
And
you know what's so funny? They might not like what we're talking about, or they probably the conversation is probably everywhere. But we are the ones that's cracking up, and they still got their phone to their ear. I don't understand.
They be talking because they be just talking, honey.
They need to call in and just say what they want to say.
What faggots do? They live off of juicy tea and outing somebody and personal business. And since we're not talking about that, they over it.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right or am I wrong?
You are wrong.
Agreed.
You are.
Bitch, you are right,
Dad. Because I tried to be positive in that group one time, Miss Thing. They only gave me like 5 likes, Miss Thing. And then when I sat there and aired out some shit, Miss Thing, I get
girl,
a thousand
had over
comments 100. In 10 minutes.
Did y'all see that pic with Lady Bunny and her hair flying? Oh, she must have been Vogue or something. She looks gorgeous.
Yeah, that pic was cute with Lele.
That's a Yolanda subject. Let's talk about Yolanda. Anybody else watch Yolanda?
I did.
Yeah,
well, did you watch all of them? Did you watch all of them?
I watched all of them.
No, I'm not gonna lie. I watched the one that she
talked about.
This
is what I said. It
Laura.
Felt like I was taking speed.
You felt like
yeah.
you was taking speed?
Yeah, because there
was
so many songs, all everything all at once. Mm-hmm. Only thing I took from the whole thing is a coherent thought is when she said these some people are trying to be somebody's to nobody's. That whole part,
well,
like
Anaya said that.
Well, I mean that's in shit. I mean that's the only thing that made sense. The rest of it was like, well, damn, like. Yeah,
I think Yolanda was hitting the nail on the head on a lot of stuff, but then she started to lie when she started to backtrack and lie when they asked her about like Katrina and Veronica when she all that touching when they was asking her about like why were you what was all that shade about when you were touching the girls or when they were touching you, and she kept saying that the girls kept touching her, but mind you, Caesar was really trying it because Caesar had named 10 girls like back to back that she battled recently. And he said, well, why did you, why did this incident happen? Why did that happen? Why did that happen? She kept saying, well.
We all know Caesar is a shady bitch. She tried
yeah,
to.
Yeah, Caesar was really trying.
That's
he
expected.
Was really trying
that's
Yolanda.
From
he
him.
Was really trying Yolanda. Yolanda couldn't see past that. And I was just like, child, Miss Caesar is feeling it, bitch. I would have gotten Miss Caesar right together, right on her show. I would have spread her for filth, Miss Thing. I should not report
that. But you know
who
Caesar is kind of
a junkyard sofa.
You know who Caesar is kind of like, but they like to read each other. They like to read that person like a Vicky Gotti.
Yeah, that's all I'm going
to
say.
So Vicky Gotti likes to get down to the point, and Caesar was basically just trying to get down to the point in a lot of
matching speech impediments. Wow.
You know Vicky Gotti is so naughty, though. Oh.
No free promotion. No free promotion.
Oh, sorry. I mean,
Miss
that,
Vicky
other, show,
so
that other show. That other show. That other show.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Lay down,
oh,
boy.
Do you have a dog, Jason?
Audible.com. So what was that shit that Selma was talking about on the aftermath from Vogue Nights today when Selma has said, Corey, I see you move to, and then she stopped. So Corey moved?
Yeah, what, wasn't he in rehab?
Do Corey got a love in North Carolina or something? Or, like, what's going on? Like, what's the thing?
Hello,
like, me? I
don't know.
Go back sick, baby. Sorry. Sorry how y'all had to find out like this. Sorry, y'all.
You said what?
I sucked his dick while he looking at the video.
Oh my God!
The camera in his hand. I'd just be sucking his dick. I'm sorry, and I waxed his eyebrows too.
You waxed his eyebrows.
You heard me. I paid for his microdermabrasions and everything.
Speaking of that, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Tonight is sponsored by Audible.
You silly.
Audible.com.
Can y'all hear it?
No.
Y'all can't hear the commercial, bitch.
No.
Okay.
You're tired of being ashy?
Need
some lotion? Call Camara.
May the 2nd in St. Louis, Missouri. The Dynasty Ball, sponsored by the icon, Council Bellamy.
Girl.
Tired of those girls shitting on your condom.
Where's that echo? Okay, I'm going to have to do switchboard. Cause...
Today's commercial is brought to you by Shady Productions.
Today's production is brought to you by Satan.
Lucifer.
Oh. Y'all better cut it out.
Okay, because I'm not trying to get struck.
Okay. Where is Jasmine? Come on with these promotions, honey.
Jasmine, put the what's the name down and walk away.
Titty money. No green eye.
I guess the girls must not pay their green dye for the month or something. What's going on?
No, somebody else. I don't know what the hell is going on with Switchboard. It's too many.
You know what that means? Gonna pop out of nowhere and cut us off.
Because now and I hear it's like a major echo. Let me refresh mine.
Oh, Jason must be kicking the girls off. Well, good night, everybody. Push me up and get me together.
Love Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Jason, shady boots, honey.
I am not. I'm trying to find out where this echo is coming from now. I was trying to play the commercial.
You know, Jason will mute your ass in a minute, honey.
Good, no
people
going to
be asking for refunds. This shit don't look.
Where's Bishop at? Where's Missionary position?
He is like Beetlejuice. Say his name two more times, and he in here.
Wasn't he part of y'all tea party games or something?
No. What happened
now? Oh, never mind.
I live for how the game is actually getting back funnier because they lost its funny a long time ago.
The game has went.
I haven't watched
since it came back on air. When they had canceled and when they came back, I was no longer a fan. The storyline became too ghetto for me. I watched the first episode and she was getting a quick weave in the house and she had a switch and the girl had. It was just so ignorant to me. It was just poor taste. And I vowed to never ever watch that show again, and I haven't.
She's a thotty.
So with this season, it seems like they're actually speeding up this season. I guess it's the last season
they need
or something.
To.
It must be.
Yeah, they had to bring the white girl back, Kelly. But she was the highest paid before she left, and that was shade to me. What the fuck?
Bitch, she's motherfucking ivory motherfucking wife, bitch.
That's what I'm about to say. That's his girlfriend. Oh, they married now?
No,
they broke up.
Did y'all see Vanessa's baby with his son? Vanessa Simmons' baby?
No.
They had a cute little kid together. Yeah, she had a baby for one
Jason,
of the Wayne's.
If you ever noticed how Trisha I look at Keenan Ivory Wayne's wife.
Oh my God. Yo, scary.
What I can't believe is the Wayans are a big family, and a lot of them are handsome men. But the one daughter and that came out the bunch looked like,
in the Wayans family, I want to have Miss Marlon Wayans, that little funny one.
Marlon is handsome. Sean was always handsome, but Marlon working
Sean
made
is
him
woman.
More handsome.
Sean Wayans is a woman. I want Miss Marlon, honey.
Ooh, I love Sean. Sean, but you might like Marlon. Wait, who you said, Sean?
Yes.
Sean?
No, he
Sean
likes
Wayans.
Marlon.
I like Marlon.
Yeah,
because
I think Marlon is the one with the long, schlong comb. Donkey.
Yeah.
Like he has a long schlong.
That's the thing.
Damon Wayans can get it, bitch. Damon Wayans can get it. Yeah.
You need to look at their children.
Who?
Their children is fine, too.
Damon Wayans.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you like Damon Wayans, bitch?
Bitch, he can get it.
Wait, for my
wife,
he can.
No lie, Prada, he good.
You
acting
like she said David
Allen.
Bitch,
he's fine.
Damn.
He's fine.
He's
fine, baby.
Yeah, the wife of my wife, he can get
yes,
it, bitch.
Baby.
Just walk.
You think Damon is fine, bitch?
He got that big chest. Even though
yeah, Damon can
no
get
it.
Him and his son can get it.
Oh,
well,
the
y'all don't judge me, but Keenan Ivory Wayans can get it because he's the most coin.
Well, hold on, wait. If you want to talk to Keenan Ivory Wayans, you might as well talk to Harold Balenciaga.
Oh, shit.
I love Harold, but listen to what she said. She said, because he coin.
Yes,
I said, because Harold is coin, I would be with him.
It's,
well,
no.
Not coin, but I said, you know, the house dudes and stuff like that. Y'all was like, hell no.
You know
no.
what? When I look at Harold, he looks like Don King with just no hair, Mr. A. That's why I don't.
King Ivory was all on fucking Living Color. Mm-hmm. So you know he old now.
Wait, man, when
like
you look at her, oh, you see Don King.
Yeah,
really?
Man, he like Don King with no hair. He like Don King with no hair, Mr.
Wow.
Think about some hair on Harold's head. Think about Don King hair sticking up on his head.
I'm not playing this game. I'm not playing this game. I'm not playing this game.
Bitch.
You know who Harold really looked like? You remember how it was a light and a dark duo in the 90s? The two big boys that was on Moesha, and they was on the Clumps.
Yes.
And they was on, don't he look like them?
They was on How to Be a Player. They was on How to Be a Player.
No, there was, House Party. Like, what's that? It's called House Party, right?
They was on How to Be a Player, bitch.
Yeah, them. They was always together. I wonder if they still alive. Is they still alive?
You said Harold looked like Don King without hair.
wasn't one of them out, the Parkers?
The Parkers, girl, yes. Him, the dark skin one. That's him I'm talking about.
Sandy, do you all look like Mike Tyson, bitch?
Sandy Dion gives me Lunel, the comedian.
Bitch, I ain't say nothing.
But don't Cindy Dior even talk like Mike Tyson. Have you ever heard Cindy Dior talk on the Aftermath and saying, girl, she be all over the place. She sound just like Mike Tyson, bitch. She be sounding just like Mike Tyson, and she look like him, bitch. That could be like his motherfucking twin sister, bitch. Like, cool.
That's true, but it's the game. It's the game, bitch.
I think Sandy look like Morgan Freeman.
Oh, shit.
When she was in school, what that movie was when he was the principal?
Lean
on Me? Oh, my God. And Harold looked like the boy who he told to jump. Don't you smoke crack,
oh,
don't you, boy? Don't you smoke crack. What jump? He looked like him.
Mr. Joe Clark.
Harold looked like that parent that kept on wanting Joe Clark to leave. Remember the parent who kept on having all the pieces and shit with that wig on?
I can't fuck with you.
Oh, shit.
Okay, somebody just hit my inbox and said they wanted to play a game. Since y'all doing this, they said, who do ballroom, name the ballroom person and what they look like to you. Okay.
Did they give us people, or do we have to choose?
Y'all go ahead, people beat the fuck up.
Devon, you know who Devon looked like? Devon looked like Unjamima from the Pancakes. You know Unjamima that be on the...
Unjamima?
Yes. Unjamima.
Oh, my.
Unjamima, her name is. Devon looked just like her.
Who is Devon?
This Friday, May 7th, Donye the Privileged One brings you Atlanta's First Friday Mini Ball Deluxe. Your grand prize, $1,000 to the house with the most points. Your mini grand, $250 for open to all runway. This episode of Tenzer.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what was going on? What's wrong with it?
These hoes ain't loyal. These hoes ain't loyal.
Oh, my God.
Alexis looked like one of those twins y'all was talking about when they was in Drags on House Party.
Oh, my God. Why did somebody put a picture of Don King and Harold in the room next to each other?
Harold looked like he went for Lent to get his lacrosse on his head, like for the Catholics, and just never washed it off, and the shit.
Now, Laura, look at this picture, and you say.
London, what did you say now?
Don Key looks 10 times better than Harold. I wouldn't
even
know.
I heard Lee look like her.
Jay
looks like CeeLo to me.
He looks like CeeLo, but CeeLo is ugly, but CeeLo still looks better than Harold. So.
Yeah, that's why I said Don King was saying. Yeah.
Harold just looked like a half-burnt meatball, barbecue meatball.
And a baby
towel. Oh, you pick up with the toothpick. You don't even put it on a plate, just pick it up with a toothpick because they have burnt already and just eat them.
But I would say this much about Hero, though. He is well-groomed as far as his mustache and his hair on his face.
I think Harold is a bad-looking guy.
You think he's bad-looking? He's a bad-looking guy? I agree.
I don't think he's a bad-looking guy.
She doesn't think, girl. When I rich nigga wants you to stalk yourself.
What I really want to do is put on a box.
Camara look like Gonzo.
I want to. Wait, what?
They said Camara look like Gonzo.
Oh, I thought y'all said Tamara.
Camara looks like a black elbow or a black knee or something. Like, he doesn't even look like a person to me. He looks like some type of, I don't know.
I just want to put on a boxing glove and punch Harold on his chin like a, what that thing, the little games they used to play back in the day with the little Rock'em Sock'em robot?
I don't think
and
he looks like Gonzo. I think
I want to punch
like
him
Grover.
So his neck could come up. That's what I want.
No, when you just said that, he do like a whack-a-mole from Chuck E. Cheese.
Because his head is not halfway out the hole, right?
He looks like the thing from McDonald's. What's that thing name?
Grimace.
You know what Harold built like? He built like one of those things from a cereal box. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
Oh, shit.
Y'all remember the Weeble Wobbles? Bitch, I used to fuck the fuck out them things. They used to come right back up, bitch. Now, they can do a nasty dip, bitch. They Weeble Wobble created the Matrix,
I am done.
Bitch.
I am so over
they will
tonight.
Not touch the ground.
Oh my God!
He looks like a Ms. black bowling pin that just stays
idle. Are we done with the people who look like who?
I'm gonna leave Harold alone. Ballroom needs health and dental insurance.
I know where this is going. When you said dental insurance, bitch, oh, baby. Please don't get me started with these girls.
Uh-uh.
Don't
do my, please don't say my girl.
Please,
no.
No, not even that. It's a couple. There's a lot of girls that need some dental insurance, bitch. It's a lot of them.
Selvin should be first in line. And I love Monty
Cooley. When they said Selvin got his teeth, he just don't
want to
wear it.
Yeah, that's all. That's
a lie. No, not even being a Reed. Seriously, that's what I heard. I heard Selvin has his teeth. He just don't give a fuck what nobody says.
Maybe he just didn't adjust to them. Like, you know how some people, like some older people, when they get dentures, they don't adjust to them right then and there, and they'll play with them, take them out, and I don't know.
You think it's in the back of the roof of his mouth? That what you're trying to say?
No, my auntie likes to be prepared.
I think some dentures, though, they may not, like the actual denture, they may just,
not,
you know, the denture may
not,
have a grain or something.
Hello,
they may be like,
hello.
Huh?
Oh. What y'all not supposed to do is sit here and read my face. Y'all not. Y'all was
not reading her, Kelly.
Y'all would not sit here and read my face, sir. Read my face to me. Okay?
And I took that to my hands.
Leave my sister,
her gums alone.
We're gonna clap.
Mm-hmm.
You say your sister
and
her gums.
That's not
fair. But ain't that how you get gingivitis, Solomon saying?
Oh, my goodness.
You know they say eating hot food can cause gingivitis too nowadays, like eating too hot food, like, you know, just eating fish straight out the grits.
strap the grease.
I want to know
that's
how
it, like, advanced gingivitis. That's
somebody
weird.
Put in my inbox, it looked like, hold on, it says Selvin chew bread all day.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. He eats some chicken, bitch.
No,
that motherfucker eat, bitch.
Selvin eat good, because he was gaining away all his legs and thighs big. Now, mm-hmm. Selvin was a lot smaller than that.
No, actually, Selvin was bigger than that.
Nobody had lost a lot of weight, but not his
yeah.
weight. That video of him with those pink skinnies on, his legs are really thick now. I don't remember him looking like that a year ago. Well, on Ballroom Direct.
Yeah.
I'm just a spectator. Leave me alone. Don't listen to me.
Well, you know, they say the older you get, a lot of times you start to, you know, you start to either, you know, like how you in your 30s or early 40s, you gain weight, but then you start losing weight when you get in your 50s and stuff. And
yeah.
Like, you know,
but I think
yeah.
that they have a lot to do with diabetes, too, like weight going in certain areas for him.
No, how do you think Telvin is?
I thought she was
God.
Like 56, like 57.
Yeah, yeah, she was like 50.
This show is supposed to be about what people look like on people's background. Y'all not going to sit here and make a 15-minute topic about my sister when it's a lot of ugly-ass other motherfuckers in this world.
Okay, can you name one and give us a head start, please?
I will not.
No apology. Ooh. Ooh. You know what though, man? Prodigy is not ugly though. To me, he's cute. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm being ugly.
Well,
you're
stronger than mine, girl. You're stronger than mine.
Let's take it back to Harold. Let's take it back to Harold now. You talk about
We done with Harold. Let's do
that. No, I'm just comparing what he just said.
Oh. Man, look just like my remote control for my TV.
Oh, shit.
Shabika, you are banned from the show for 2 weeks today.
Okay.
Okay.
Shamika, do he look like the Admiral TV remote or the cable remote or like the new cable remote?
He looks like the universal one for all people.
Bitch, you look like a can of mace.
Oh my god.
Oh shit, bitch.
And Camaro look like those cheap pair of black socks that no matter you wear one time, they always get ashy. Like you put a new pair on and you wash that real good and it still become back black ashy. Like,
I'm a slave, Laura.
You have an incoming call.
Hello?
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Caller, you're on the air.
Where's London?
Right here.
What did you say, sweetheart?
What they said, you look like a baby hippo.
Hold on.
Who is that?
Where's that echo coming from?
They call
him.
They
just the switchboard.
They said you look like a gargoyle, sir.
Oh,
they said I look like what?
A gargoyle.
That's a
lesson.
Okay, somebody, I don't, okay. Let me see. I don't
wait,
know
what. That echo just came out of nowhere.
Right.
Ah, practice of elimination. Oh,
Kelly.
Mm-mm.
Who gets that?
Wait, do you want to look like Bernie Mac or nah?
She look like Brad
Stamper,
bitch.
I think Danielle Icon like Miss Potato Head.
You want that?
She do. She looks just like Miss Potato Head to me.
Man, dancing in it. I mean, dancing in it. Laughing.
Ha, 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 ha.
sound like you finna smoke and die, dude.
Let me restart my computer and see what's going on.
Bitch, don't die on me. Don't
oh,
die
my God.
Me.
Y'all turn to Willie Wills and tell me this lady in the crowd don't look like Alexa sitting there.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't want to say.
Oh.
Tell me y'all throw some other names out there.
I don't want to play this game.
I think Rodney looks like Patrick the Entertainer. I don't know who Rodney was.
You know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. Rodney is one of to me is the only person that is a big boy that's sexy in the same room.
Mm-mm.
I think that's it.
He got lots of
weight. Now Rodney is well grown. I don't know about Harold. I don't pay attention to him. But Rodney is well grown.
Y'all
got a thing
against Harold exactly.
He is well grown, but I hate the way Rodney.
Would you let him do you, Kelly? Would you let him do you?
Kelly, which one would you have? Which one would you have sex with, Harold or Rodney? If you had, if it was one or the other, which one would you pick?
Whichever one got teenagers and faster.
I would have to choose Rodney.
He already knew that.
Okay,
have
so you saying he got 10 inches and 5 girls?
That's what I thought. It don't matter what he has. I'd rather hump that than hump that.
Let me tell you one thing. If he had that, he could still keep it.
Wait.
Rodney ain't got no 10 inches now.
No, I talk about Harold.
It don't matter if he had 1 inch. I still wouldn't get on top of no Harold.
You gonna feed her with a plate or something? Bitch, the only time I would get on top of her is if I'm gonna feed her with a slingshot, bitch. Please.
Oh.
Girl, just please.
I can't.
Bitch.
If you're listening from the Blog Talk chat room, you have about 5 minutes before it goes into record mode. If we lose anyone, I want to say thanks for sitting with us. Have a good night, and we'll talk to you again next week. Again, make sure you tune in tomorrow for the State of Emergency with the CEO herself, Desmond Couture, and her co-host, the Bishop Michi, where Don Ye will be on tomorrow night to discuss his first mini ball. I'm out of breath. That's so fucking sad. I'm out of breath. He will be on to discuss it the Friday night ball in Atlanta. So, hey.
Bitch, who said a thing to call him like he's 100 back another day?
Who? Who did like 100?
Mr. Stephen Carl.
No, so she kind of looks like Elsa. She looks like Elsa from that show. You know Mama Elsa? That's what Selena kind of looks like.
She's like a Raven-ette.
I'm not with you, girls, on this phone right now, and I'm not with you, girls, in my inbox. What's in your inbox, Kelly? What are they saying? I'm not reading. I won't do it for the show.
Send it to me. Do it for the show. I ain't going to do it. Do it for the show.
They said Chi-Chi Mizrahi look like Ernie from Sesame Street, Miss Thing. I don't know what that was about.
Speaking of Chi-Chi, somebody also had put in my inbox, but I didn't want to bring it up because I don't think nobody was here. They told me to ask y'all about an incident where Chi-Chi got punched at a Kiki ball or something like that.
I don't know. I heard about that, but I don't know.
I know exactly where that inbox came from. And you need to sit your motherfucking ass down, bitch. Okay, I ain't spoke about it last night, and ain't gonna talk about it tonight. And I thank you.
Just know, I think it happened at the Kiki Bar that just happened on Saturday. But.
Y'all don't think Sandy looked like what's the lady who was? I think she was a waitress.
No,
like,
I don't think Sandy looked like Ven Rhymes.
No, ooh. She looked like the. Is that her name? The waitress from What's Happening with the afro?
Oh, that's Dee.
Oh,
oh,
bitch. Oh, no.
Oh, Dee from What's
God.
Happening. Oh.
Oh.
You know they said that show had a curse because all of them died at a young age.
I'm letting you girls know in my inbox, Miss Sane. You know what? No shade. Jahara do look like that girl from that movie Hocus Pocus, Miss Sane. That witch from Hocus Pocus, Miss Sane.
Which
no
one?
Shade,
which one?
Bitch.
Which one?
The big witch. The fat witch. The fat witch. She looked just
oh,
like Miss Sane. Yeah. Yes. She looked like her and that Miller, Miss Sane. With her and that Miller, Miss Sane. Yes, God. Yes, God, bitch.
Remember when that bronze got stolen and the other two found bronze?
Hold on, Shamika. Whoever got that last mistake, like they and died because they stuck it over the chicken bowl, mistake, girl. Fix that shit, bitch. Because that last, bitch, you sound like you about to die over there, whoever laughed like that.
Remember when he... No, but don't you reach Andre give you Fred Sanford?
No, he does. Who does Andre give me?
Shawnee Stephanie looks like Bozo to me.
Oh.
The girls want to get quiet now?
No, I'm trying to think of what she looks... Hold on.
Remember when he remembered.
Oh, you know who?
Andre looks like what's his name from The Simpsons, the man, the old man, Mr. Burns.
Oh, what was his name?
Mr. Burns. He doesn't have a nose.
Baby. Don't be talking about my father, okay?
And don't you talk about my mother.
Y'all
are not going to talk about my mother.
Cammy, you see nobody.
Yeah.
Kelly, sit your ass down, girl.
If y'all want to talk about my father, who my father look like?
I'm trying to think.
A chicken man.
He's so little and short. I'm trying to think of what he looks like.
Curious George.
Somebody said Curious George.
Bitch, I said Harriet Tubman.
Andre looked like he could have been one of those extras from the Spike Lee movie. Remember the man who just was yelling in the middle of the street? The short man?
Wake up!
You know who like Jane Pittman? Kelly, don't Ross Affinity look like Jane Pittman?
Okay, I'm back. I think we got a bunch of callers now that I see a bunch of hands up.
Oh, not even
612-326, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
You know you press.
I just had a what is today?
Girl,
goodbye.
Today is name the ballroom recipient who looks like ugly celebrity.
No, I had to tell the truth Tuesday or whatever. Sarah is not using a surrogate.
Okay, bye.
Everybody want to talk about
Sarah. Bye. Next.
Oh, she got mad, bitch. She said, anybody going to talk about that?
What happened?
I don't know.
Anybody
going to
talk about that? ain't calling to talk about that.
Okay. Okay. Uh-oh, I'm done. Private call, you on the air.
Thank you, got me crying over here,
bitch. That bitch was mad. She said, I, like, give me a chance.
She was like, I ain't talking about that.
Oh, my God, I got... Oh, my God, this is in my inbox. Jahira smells like dirty-ass tray.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
And her teeth grow in the dark. Oh, my God. I'm so glad I don't know who she is.
You know what, though?
I'm so glad I don't know who that is.
Y'all better leave.
You know
my...
what, though? Face ebony feet smell like Parmesan cheese, bitch.
Oh,
wait,
shit.
What?
Ain't that the one with the green teeth?
Oh.
Wait, who got green teeth?
Did you say face ebony?
Yes, it's feet smell like Parmesan cheese in this thing. It smells like strong, you know that strong Parmesan cheese that you get from Pizza Hut in this thing? Those cheap old Parmesan cheese.
I had a nice time on this show, but I have to leave. I have to hang up.
Wow.
I would not listen to this foolishness talk about green cheese.
I'm telling you some good shit. You better look at some of those.
Speaking of green teeth, you know, Nicole, yellow teeth. Don't they like a bus, like a dumb yellow bus, that yellow retarded bus when you was a kid?
Oh,
yeah.
Yellow teeth. There's a lot of girls in the scene with yellow teeth now.
Bitch looking like butter popcorn, this thing. You know, like the bottom part, that butter popcorn where the butter just be sitting there at the bottom of the thing with the seeds.
Okay.
The thing. You know, the butter ain't even melted, this thing, girl.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
somebody
my God.
Somebody put in my inbox talking about Jasmine Kong like a pug dog.
Oh, shit.
Oh, they said mustache and all.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Oh. I'm not seeing you. Do y'all, oh, my God, y'all need to see what somebody put in the room. I'm not reading that. Oh. Nope, I refuse.
What
is it?
All I'm going to say is they said somebody looked like Granny Slappy Squirrel. From the Animaniacs.
Oh,
something else.
And J Rock so sent an ass gonna post a picture talking about they say I look like Cuba Gooding and left her alone.
Oop.
Get
your conceited ass up on.
Where they
Cuba
say you
who?
Look like Cuba at?
Cuba who?
I don't know. He posted it in the room.
Kelly.
Cuba Gooden Jr.
Kelly said
wait,
Cuba who?
Who like Cuba
not Cuba.
J-Rock. J-Rock.
Not somebody who shaped like Cuba when he was in that damn astronaut suit, whatever suit he was in. Remember that suit they put him in when he got disabled? In that movie?
His asshole look like Cuba Gooden Jr.?
Who like Cuba?
See,
Marcus, it is Marcus. This is no shade, and you know how we feel. We feel about each other, but this is no shade. But this,
wait,
they just said Marcus' profile picture looked like he's auditioning for the new season of The Walking Dead.
I can't do that. I can't even key off that. Y'all not gonna give me a this. Goodbye.
I'm not gonna lie, cause I don't really get it. Even though Marcus really said something about me a while back for no reason.
No comment, honey.
I don't use those.
So y'all gonna have Marcus for
talk about. What did they say in the group? It's
after 2:00. I'll have to take the call.
Oh shit.
Oh, nobody else has their hand up.
Y'all scared. Say y'all scared. I ain't seen his new profile.
You know,
picture,
I don't really know that many people off top, so it's hard for me to name.
347-891-347-891.
That sounds familiar.
You know if you don't say nothing this time when you get hung up on, you can't call back.
Well, don't hang me up.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Bitch, you need to get your shitty ass off the toilet, bitch. Shitty ass calling in here. You ain't know you going to take your number. You in the bathroom. Shit.
Ugh. Yeah, I hope they not in the bathroom.
Actually, bitch, same girl. No, I'm not in the bathroom.
No, that's a lack.
Not anymore.
Mother, I had you on speaker, sweetie.
She was not in the bathroom, bitch. She was beating that play, bitch.
Oh, Lord.
I knew that was Alexis.
Next is a private caller. Private caller, you on the air, unable to connect.
What does Shanae icon look like?
Oh,
y'all trying to. You
y'all
know what those Shanae icon looks just like. She looked just like Shanae Jenkins. No shade, bitch. It is no fucking shade. She looked just like that nigga. She looked just like Martin Mustaine when he was Shanae. It is new fucking shade.
That's all right.
What about Erica Khan?
Oh, I see where this is going. How you
Erica,
gonna get me for Kelly on this?
Wait,
that's Kelly's daughter. You better watch
Erica
it.
Erica Kane.
Erica Khan or Erica Kane? I think you said Erica Khan, the one who walked face with all that paint on her face.
I think she looked like
y'all know who Lola Emmy looked like. Y'all already know she like Daffy the Duck, bitch. Y'all already motherfucking know this thing. Dave, it is no fucking shame. Miss Thing, she like a duck, Miss Thing.
Duck, we're duck.
Kelly,
and I love Lola.
Hello, hello,
hello, hello.
Oh, we got a
trailer,
Leon Kelly.
Hello, hold on, somebody say something.
She look like Madam.
Who?
She like Madam.
Yes, Madam from Solid Gold.
Madam.
Y'all don't even know who that was.
You know what? JoJo Ebony looked like Shaquille O'Neal.
You know.
Wait, what? JoJo Ebony?
Wait, but y'all didn't even catch who was
just speaking
to y'all. Who was that?
I call who that was.
Oh, okay. I think I know.
Who was it?
Hell.
The icon himself.
Hell.
Ooh, they said her.
We said the icon himself.
No, they said the icon. Here it ain't no icon. Next, the same. Who else?
For that person to be Harold, they would have to eat for 3 years.
Well, who was he? I don't know. Andre?
Probably was Jack.
I thought that was Jack or Andre.
Oh, my God. I can't with y'all, baby.
That
sounded like that was Andre to me.
Oh, my God. Seeing you down here this weekend.
Yeah.
I
got one.
Yeah.
What do Sasha look like?
Okay, I'm at the club now, and Let me tell y'all something. I was at the club last week Tuesday, and I'm gonna say this because I'm about to go back. I'm about to go into the club again. I was at the club last week Tuesday, and I was with some people that say. And they said, why that bitch walking around with that motherfucking bag, with that fake-ass bag, thinking she motherfucking cute, Miss Thang? I almost lost my marbles, Miss Thang.
Who are they talking about?
I'm going in the club, Miss Thang. I'm going inside the club, Miss Thang. Who y'all was just talking about?
Sasha, look.
Sasha.
Y'all think Sasha look like the mask? Y'all think Sasha look like the mask before she put it on?
I'm about to go inside the club. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night to my sister's show, the State of Emergency show. I love y'all all for loving me, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway y'all go into. Please make sure y'all have a good night, honey. I love y'all.
Get your ass off the phone.
Oh, did y'all see that Armani Davenport did actually just get convicted of that murder?
No.
Oh, no.
Down here? Yes, she got, I was on NOLA.com, baby. She is convicted. Murder.
I think y'all gonna read me, but who the fuck is Armani?
They right, they do not say you look like Brian White.
Okay.
Girl, somebody said Kelly looked like Penguin from Bad
News.
I think J-Rock just Googling. Like,
oh, they posted it in the paint. And oh, this the trans lady who died from the. Okay, they posted it in the room, y'all. 9 hours ago.
Somebody said Kelly looked like Penguin from Batman.
Selvin.
Girl, J. Rock, go get your ass down. You don't look nothing like Brian White. Brian White is fine.
They got the same nose.
J Rock, I give you juvenile. You do look like juvenile.
The only way he look like juvenile
is if he put that fake gold ass grill in his mouth. Girl,
and if he tilt his head up a little
first
bit,
of all,
he look like juvenile.
First of all, bitch.
No.
First of all, bitch. The picture don't show the teeth. I know who the fuck I look like.
I just seen you tonight, bitch. You don't look nothing like that, Shay, okay?
Baby.
You better keep it
the same nose and lips.
Justin Kahn.
They say Justin
Kahn
looks like the count from Sesame Street. They say anti-fade cream don't work, though.
Kitty, that's not
nice.
Don't say that about my brother.
Nah, you know what?
Selvin looked like the Dalton version of that Down Syndrome child from Halloween. What's that horror show? What the fuck?
Who, Jack?
What'd you say, Ma?
J-Rock.
I said Selvin looked like that Down Syndrome child from American Horror Story.
Oh, shit. Not, what was her name? Pam? Or
her name
Ann?
Was Nan. Nan. Don't do Nan that. They don't look alike.
Nan.
No.
I'm done with y'all. I'm done.
Wait. Oh, you said Down Syndrome. I thought y'all, it made me think about the original American Horror Story. Remember the Pinhead, Peppa Pig?
Yes.
Peppa Pig!
I need to see.
I love
the first one, the first and second season.
Netflix, honey, both.
I can't wait for the first one. Come on. I mean, the new season. Come on.
Mm-hmm. That and Orange is the New Black. I'm waiting, please.
Yeah, June is not getting here fast enough.
Yeah, June 6th. Give me my
damn. You were skinny boots when you went to your prom with that big ass head and that small ass body.
Cool.
J-Rock.
Oh, no, I almost said something
because
I don't want that.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Chris' picture because he put up his picture at prom.
Wait a minute.
Chris
Prom
picture.
I was actually going to say something.
Where Chris Prom
nice,
picture at? I never saw a Chris Prom.
It's probably on Instagram. I'm sorry. It's probably on Instagram because I have him on Instagram.
You know who J-Rock looked like? You know who J-Rock looked like when he got that curl in his head? He like that dude from Coming to America. What's that? You remember that the one that old girl was dating? No, he was kind of cute, though. You know, the one that the girl was dating from McDonald's that was working at McDonald's. You remember
that
boy with the jerry curl?
He was a cheesecake.
Yeah, for the Soul Glow commercial.
The shade is,
I've been told that before, bitch.
You do.
J-Rock, I'm glad you finally grew into yourself, because on this prom picture, bitch.
I don't see the prom picture. A little tender, like he was a little tender back in the day.
It's in the official prom. It's a cute prom picture. He was just skinny boots with that big ass head.
Okay, that big ass. He grew into himself. No shade. But now he's soft and current.
J-Rock, you should let your chin hair grow out
like
this in this picture.
J-Rock
got a fat ass.
Oh, Lord.
No. Please don't.
He likes to throw it in a circle, too.
Oh, shit.
Throw that ass in a circle. Baby, that crackhead was going off. I love that little video.
Snap that pussy back.
Mr. Burns.
J-Rock, what size pants you wear, J-Rock?
J-Rock just posted the song for your ass.
38.
I wear a size 34, but my waistline is a 32. Your foot is a 34.
Yes, Lord. Okay.
That's what I wear.
That's a big ass foot.
My waistline is like a 31-32.
I can't wear my waistline size
because then my pants are tight.
Right. That's a cute size.
Who is playing that music?
Yeah, I wear size 33.
So. I wear 36, y'all.
Child, Hero wears size 80, 36. Bitch.
Private caller, you on the air.
Who was at the Hero shop at Dots, Miss Thing?
I'm about to hang up.
Y'all, I don't know what that is. What is that?
I guess that's like a cheap clothing store.
Big,
I don't
it's
know.
A cheap
clothing
store
for the big girls.
Because
we don't have
it's
a
like
dot here. We don't have
it's
a dot
here.
It's where the New York girls
go get their Vogue Femme Effects from. When they be all colorful
Mika.
And stuff. Yeah.
Mika,
yeah,
it's like
right.
It's the, like the big girl version of City Trends.
Because it made me think
dedicated
train fashion or something like that.
It's just dedicated to them, to the big girls.
My phone is gonna die. I just want to say goodnight, girl.
Good night, girl.
Good night,
brother.
Good
night, London.
Bye, London.
Good night.
J-Rod, that's you as a baby.
It's like the plus size rainbow.
J-Rod, that's you as a baby.
Bitch, get into it.
Ooh,
330-445. You're on the air.
I just want to say that Jasmine Kine gives me heartbreak with a wig, and she looks like the crimson chin. That chin needs to be shaved.
Oh.
It's giving me all kinds of men. It's giving me all kinds of men, honey. I cannot deal with it.
It needs to be chiseled a little bit, okay?
Thank you, Carla.
That's true.
Oh.
It doesn't matter what I thought Jasmine kind of looked a lot better like a year ago when she had a lot less weight on her, but I don't think, like, nothing will make her shapely as a woman to me. She's real like Refrigerator Perry, so it's, like, hard for me to just, like, get woman, like, real compromised.
You don't think if she get a little help or something will help her?
Her upper body is still, like, a child, an asthmatic child, like her, you know.
You ever saw an asthmatic little boy, how his chest and arms and shoulders and shit sit high?
Like, you know, it's not normal.
Like a five-year-old little boy.
Yeah, she gets me asthmatic teas. Yeah, asthmatic little boy. The wig on.
Well, listen up, everybody. I'm about to hang up because I got to go. My phone is dying.
You're
going to
hang
also.
Up, but you're going to keep posting in the room.
Bitch, your phone is not dying.
Tell your boo we said hi, J-Rock. It's J-Rock got to spend quality time.
Everybody, he is married, I forgot.
Good night, J-Rock.
Good night.
Make sure everybody
make sure everybody practice safe sex.
Okay,
wrap
girl. Yeah. And when we see you, don't touch you. Bye. Have a good night.
Thank you. As long as you know.
Paula, you gonna be in St. Louis?
No, ma'am.
You're not coming.
I'm
damn,
not
that's late.
I mean, you know, I'm sorry, girl, but you know, the dog got a job, girl, and bitch, I can't miss
work. Okay, right, yeah.
I refuse to spend $500 for a round trip turnaround ticket. So unless they're gonna sponsor me a ticket, I'm gonna be right here.
I don't blame you. Make money instead of spending money. Hello.
Hey, how you
name? I hear you. That's what's up.
I mean, well, Laura, you said do us coin. If you're going to sponsor the door ticket, I'll come.
I'll be in Texas, though, the week after. I'm going to be in St. Louis tomorrow. My flight leaves tomorrow afternoon, and I'm going to be there up until Monday, and then I'm going to be in Texas on Tuesday up until, like, a couple days till I coin out real quick, and then I'm headed to D.C.
You might going to say for Splash.
Yeah, I got to go shopping and take care of some stuff.
Yeah, Laura, let's go on the road trip.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know.
Maybe I can really let the girls know if it's 10 inches or no.
Oh? Oh, no, it's 11 and a half, honey. It's,
maybe I can let the girls know if it's true or no.
Prada, what are you talking about, girl?
I'm going to see Laura come to my room.
What you talking about, Jason? I'm Trey, bitch. Don't play, Mr. Don't play. Girl, don't play with me. Don't play coy with me, honey.
My jack just popped up, and I looked to Jack. I don't have no message. What
did you say your jack just popped up?
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch.
Why
yeah,
you
know
what?
Jack.
I was on Jack when I was in Philly, bitch, and I was over it because when I went on Jack this day, I did it when I was in the ball. I don't know why I did that. And they had Ivernia right next to me this day. It's at 0.001.
If you in Philly and you hear me, can you press 1? Can somebody tell me why the Bushwick Up and Drags in Philly are so goddamn aggressive when you tell them you're not interested in drag queens? They get offended.
What they say?
Are you talking about with the drags up? Oh, the drags are really hard though, bitch. Oof.
And they want to be tops and stuff, and like coming up to you while they dress
because
up in drag. Talk
really
about what's
bush
your
queen
name?
Up in drag, though. They really bush queen up in drags. Like they some like really bush queen up in drag. Like literally just bush queen and they up in drag. Like they're, you know what I mean? Like they're bush queen up in drag.
Yeah,
it's like. They don't be playing in it. I'm not saying they don't be playing in it, but they play in it, but they, like, they boys. They, like, hard
basically,
men.
They take the wig off at the end of the day.
Yeah, and they, like, a hard man, too, with it or without it, either or.
They
get mad when you be like, that's not what you into.
Mm-hmm. They be ready to fight.
Yeah,
bitch.
I
told one of them at the ball. I said, "Bitch, you like an ironing board, Miss Thing," and she got mad. Thing. I was like, "Bitch, what are you doing? You like an ironing board, bitch? Like, bitch, you was built the wrong way. You do, bitch. All you needed was a wig on the end of the ironing board, Miss Thing, and boom, we got you, bitch. Like the fuck."
Well, Laura, when you come to Houston, don't be surprised. I'll be on the head too.
Yeah, I was going to be in Houston for like 2 days, and then I'm going to hit it to Dallas, and then I was going to hit it to San Antonio for like a day because my family stays in San Antonio, so I definitely have to go down there while I'm in Texas.
Okay, well, you probably see me on Jet.
Justin, where the hell you at? You off of what? You over there laughing your ass off?
As long as we're not doing no clubs, I don't do the clubs. I don't do gay clubs. Like we have to go to like a little straight thing or something. Like we have to see what's going on out there. Like of course we probably go to dinner or something like that. But I don't do the gay clubs when I'm out of town. No man.
I get to meet
somebody. Turn your TV down, please.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was looking at that fight I take and with that man and his son. That was sad that he embarrassed that boy like that. I think he just clicked out and forgot that was his dad for a second because he didn't even hit him again after that.
And it's no tea, Laura. I can keep secrets, girl. I'm not going to spill your tea who you is.
Oh, girl, I ain't wearing all that. Yeah, ain't nobody going to hit me. I'm so involved in this thing.
Yeah, because Camaro's sitting at home right now trying to figure out who was in that room watching him paint.
What, did he really paint somebody?
She painted the sheets Pisconti brown, this thing.
Oh, shit.
Was it just a regular painting or was it a mural?
It was like you know how you go to the grocery store and you see the nuts, the almonds, and
the brownie
packs. Yeah, very much the oatmeal pies, the almond nuts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was very much given that. It was given that to you.
It was given let it out.
Yeah, it was getting very brown. Very brown. Yeah, it was very brown.
Say it ain't so.
You know, like NDIRE saying, brown skin is very brown.
Okay, y'all are not going to sit here and sing for the next half an hour.
It looks like America's crayon to cover the seats. Oh, you say what?
Did y'all taste the Taco Bell breakfast?
No, it isn't good.
But I am addicted to Cinnabon. I get Cinnabon every day. I need to stop.
From Taco Bell?
Like a girl.
Yeah.
Y'all eat Taco Bell?
The Cinnabons, yeah, they're like these, and I pay $5 for the 12, just the 12 pack of that shit. That's ridiculous.
Did y'all hear about Taco Bell though? Like over the years.
What about it?
Cinnabons
Taco
are a dessert there.
It's not good for your kidneys and your ass. Like they make
you
diarrhea.
Taco
That's diarrhea food. This thing.
I don't eat that. I don't eat the tacos instead. I just eat the Cinnabons, the dessert food.
I have a bomb stomach, you know. So you know, whenever I eat, it don't really fuck up unless I eat.
Well, besides Shanika, gay men should not eat Taco Bell. That's
I mean, if you're not sexually active.
I ain't eating Taco Bell, sorry.
You can eat ice cream and Taco Bell.
Mm-mm.
I eat all that and be all right.
You will never say I turned your white sheets brown.
So you want to eat chili with me, Jason?
Huh?
So what did Camara eat?
Gumbo?
Like a
Girl, where is Justin with that laughing?
He ain't eat puppet food, that was for sure.
You said what?
He didn't eat puppet food, that's for sure.
Girl, she ate that chihuahua, honey. Big that's what she had before.
That would make a dog shit, bitch, on the food. Did you wet it first? You know, sometimes you gotta wet the food first.
Oh, my God.
I know she didn't say you gotta wet the food.
You do, bitch. You do. When you have a dog and you try to feed him that hard ass food without wetting it,
somebody echo.
My dog eats it. I feed him soul food in the morning and hard food at night.
My dog only gets hard food all the time. He don't get no soft food. That's
Soft food make
wet poop. I'm not picking
food. He eats soft food every morning and hard food every night. Well, every
that's
afternoon.
That's right, when you feed your cat milk.
I eat soft poop, too.
If you feed your cat milk, that shit, oh, baby. If you have a cat and you feed her milk, oh, you are going to gag, Miss Thing.
I've never seen a cat, maybe because I don't like 2% milk,
oh, you will come together.
Well, bitch, my dog gagged me the other day, bitch. I came home. Bitch, when I tell you, it was like the motherfucker had diarrhea, like, all over my fucking room.
That'd be the worst. Like, you already
see me,
don't
my
wipe
nerves
your,
too bad. My
you
dog
already
been
don't
want to
wipe
out.
Your own ass, and then you got to clean up behind a
dog. Dogs are privileged, so I have no problem kicking a dog out. Bitch, you're privileged. You got to go.
I don't.
I have no problem kicking a dog out.
What about a big dog?
That's why every day before I go to work, I put his ass in the backyard, and I leave
you're,
him out there.
You're being sent to the homeless once
a
month. You're being well taken care of. You eat well.
I'm in the kitchen making my ass clap.
Yeah, that's
how we lost Shamika for the night. We just lost Shamika for the night. Good night, Shamika. Our call dropped.
Jason, she had cut me off anyway. But like I was saying, yes, I had to clean up that shit. So now every morning that I get up and go to work, I take his ass in the backyard, put him some food and water out there, and I leave his ass out there till darkness falls. And then when darkness falls, I bring him in and I just lock him in the cage all night.
Oh, I remember I used to have a, like years ago, I had a Yorkie, and when I tell you, it was one night, I kid y'all not, I was like sleep, and mind you, my dog was sick that day, right, so I took care of my dog like a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, so I'm sitting at sleep, right, that dog chose to pass gas in my motherfucking face, bitch, where I was asleep on my bed. Baby, when I tell you, when a dog pays gas, Miss Thing, it is 20 times worse than a human, Miss Thing.
Ooh.
I was like, you know how you be sleeping, you just be dead in your sleep, and then all of a sudden that scent, oh, mister,
mm-hmm.
It was so bad, it woke me out my sleep. I said, girl, I thought it was me at first. I said, bitch, I had to do me a check. I was like, this thing, what is that smell?
Yeah,
and
I
so, bitch, I was like, I had to almost whip my dog, this thing, because I was like, bitch, don't you ever do that again. This thing, I almost, like, died from the toxins. The toxins and everything, that smell was a mess.
It was delicious.
That was
delicious.
Is
it too late to eat pork beans and hot dogs? Is it too late to eat pork beans and hot dogs?
crazy.
You can eat them if you want. Ain't nobody at your house.
Right.
That's up to you.
As long as you ain't got nobody that's gonna about to dig you out real quick. Mr.
Okay, pork and beans and hot dogs.
See, now let me tell y'all something. We are
not about to have a conversation about gas.
I'm a grown woman, so I know how to control my bowels and my movements and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to
when you gotta go, bitch, when you gotta go, you need to go.
Are you talking about Nicole? Wow.
If I were to eat, I wouldn't shit on nobody if they really getting it in. Especially if I'm high.
How long do you wait after you eat to have sex? Like, cause Camaro should know. Like, why nobody? You gonna get from?
Well, I know a lot of prostitutes who don't eat at all.
No, but just to say though, like this is what kills me about girls, right? Like for example, with the Camaro situation, like what happened was, you know how you be having a session, right? And you know you be smoking a blunt, whatever. You know you just chilling or whatever, and you know how you get hungry in the middle of the session, so you know you order a pizza. So the girls, we ate pizza and everything. You know we stopped or whatever. We ate pizza, whatever, and that's when it shouldn't happen afterwards because the thing felt she felt like she could eat some sausage pizza. In this thing, so
and
girl, like, okay, right, and just keep it going. This thing, and she kept it going, all right. It was going and going and going and going and going until somebody said, baby,
what's that smell?
So, what did the guy do that he did? Did he do nothing?
No, he went to the bathroom, but he tried to cover it up. You know how when somebody's fucking you and they got a condom on, what he tried to do was grab the condom and try to hold it with his hand and, like, you know, rip it, like, and snatch it off so nobody would see it.
You still could smell it.
Yeah, you could smell it, and then it was on the sheets, like, the thing, like, with, I mean.
Justin, where the fuck are you at?
I'm here. I am not a part of this conversation.
No, phone.
Oh, that's
phone.
Justin laughing
phone.
Like that.
Oh, you know I know he likes to have his children because that's all the people that will cover up him. I wouldn't cover up his ass. If you painted me, you fucking painted me. You did.
But you know what? It's oftentimes the people want to blame the bottoms when it's really the tops who trying to get it in and try to fuck you like you ain't no, like you not even human. So half the time, it's not the bottom's fault.
Yes, it
so,
is, because you know
if you
can take it
me,
not. You should,
if I
you should know what
to
do from
it.
Laura, you have to know he's living in the head of my head.
It's no shame. It's no shame. If you taking dick like that, you supposed to come prepared. You supposed to know.
Right. Exactly.
Well,
sometimes you don't even know the person has a little dick, a medium-sized dick, a strong
It don't matter.
Well, I'm telling Lava now, baby. Ain't no 11 and a half going to my asshole. It can go in my mouth, but not my asshole.
Let me tell you something, I eat the pussy so good. No, let me tell you something. No shade, though. I eat the pussy so good. I eat it so good to where you're going to want to get fucked. So, if I eat it, I'm going to stick my dick in there, period. Like,
no shade.
You know
what? Think about me.
Like, I'm going
to
do it.
Hold on. Let's not switch to the sex subject because I almost Jason. You know how Jason is. It gets touchy subject.
No. That's because this is, we way past Butch Queen hour, so you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. I just know I won't be the last person. I just know I won't be the last person saying nothing because Switchboard won't get me.
Let me tell you how sneaky I am if I ever have a threesome. It's just like how Laura said she eat pussy or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'll be the one having it in my pussy, and I'll tell my friend to get fucked first. So, I'll be like, go ahead, girl. You go ahead. So then when the boy head gets tired or when they try to switch me in, I'll be like, oh, no, I can't do it. I'm going to sleep. I do,
But, I mean, but, no, Becky, back to what you were saying. No, as a bottom, I know for me, if you are a true bottom and you're an old school one, you know that, okay, certain things, if you know that's a, like, if I know if it's a day one, I don't plan sex. But when I do
have sex,
I want to be, I'm prepared. So, like, if I go to, I'm always ready in case somebody wants to, if you want to eat, oh, it's clean so you can eat. So it's going to stay that way. But
right.
You know that it's like certain meals. If it's a day that you're going to fuck, there's certain meals you just don't fuck with on certain days till after you've done what you're going to do. Because you don't know, because sometimes some people, and seeing what some people do, they dush, and then they dush or they use an enema, and they don't let that water come out. They was just like, I'm clean, or whatever, and they just get that little bit, but they don't get that bubble. Or whatever.
But that's
and
what caused that
guys,
pain, though. That's what
caused
that pain.
Right, and then sometimes you guys, because I was like, because I've heard tops tell me they fucked somebody, and when they fucked them, like, the dish water came out. Because the person didn't do what they were supposed to, they held it in or whatever. And I was like, y'all did some nasty bottoms.
So they were swimming. They were swimming in the ass. Oh, they were swimming, baby.
They was right, and they was like, he was real wet, and I was like, dude, he wasn't wet. That was that nasty ass dish water that was still up inside of him that he didn't get out of there. And I joked, I said you probably stuck your tongue all up in his ass and was eating his ass and was licking all on his butt and he had dish water still up in.
Come on.
Leftover residue.
Well, at least it was dish water and not like if a child, like for example, how Becky said if she eating Taco Bell at night and then she told her she can hold her shit. No, bitch, if I'm back there and I'm about to eat your ass and you just had some Taco Bell and you didn't clean out, bitch, what makes you think that I want to taste whatever may come? You know,
What the fuck is a wipe gonna do, Becky?
I'm done with Becky.
You gotta use wipes to wipe your ass first so it's up here clean, you know what I'm saying?
Becky.
Yeah.
Don't be sending these girls out there ready, prepared to give a paint mural on somebody's cheek.
No, but you see how Jason said, you have to be, if you are old school, but I'm not a full bottom, but I know the rules and the regulations. Mm. In order to have sex, I've been having sex for a long time. The girls who come out now, they think dick plus ass equal a good fuck. When no, in between you need to clean that pussy.
Well, girl, see, that's why I don't like to get fucked. I just munch for days, so my munch that dick for bleed, honey. Yes, God.
I know how to hold my father.
But if when you munch on my dick though, like I know I'm not the only person. If you munch on my dick and my dick is sitting there on hard, like bitch, I'm gonna want some pussy. Like I wanna fuck up. Like I want some ass. Like fuck all that head shit. I mean that's cute and all, but look, it's
so what you're saying is you gotta get this pussy when you in Houston. That's what you're saying.
Some people just like it.
I have my days where I just want some hair and I want to bust in somebody's mouth or something. Yeah, I do that. But, like, I'm just saying, if I'm getting some hair, like, I be wanting to, like, fuck some pussy, though. Like, I want some ass.
Lauren, please,
like,
shut the fuck up, because I'm up here eating this glazed donut, and I don't need to hear nothing about nobody busting in nobody's mouth. I'm just, oh, this shit is, oh, my goodness.
Girl, no, you didn't. You over there making your ass clap in the kitchen, huh?
Okay, she making a clap for the hot dogs and beans.
Eating pork and beans and ice cream
and hot dogs and beans. Let me find out she get pumped for hot dogs and beans and she make a clap.
Bitch, why y'all call it hot dogs and beans, bitch? Why y'all just don't say pork and beans and wieners?
Whatever it's called,
I'm actually sticking my hot dog through the donut. That's how I eat it.
Oh. What?
No, Laura, stop being nasty.
Yeah, I just put an image just came across my head to say, I'm so freaky.
I think these donuts old as hell, though.
Oh.
I put it in the microwave.
See, and I'm a freaky bitch. Like, I'm a person where, like, if I'm eating somebody,
you'll fuck with some hot dogs
and
beans while you doing it.
No, not that. I'm a person where, like, if I have some whipped cream in the refrigerator, I like to eat my nigga out with, like, some whipped cream.
Yeah, whipped cream. That's my thing.
So, like, if I do that and say if my nigga not clean, I'm gonna have a problem. Like, I don't want to be tasting no caramel sundae on my motherfucking lips. I'm saying, I didn't ask for no caramel to be there. I'm saying, I expected some clean white whipped cream and strawberries.
And Bottom, and this is just
honey.
A tip for you, Bottom. Bottom, stop putting lotion on the inside of your asshole to make
Thank
it wet
you.
if you want somebody to eat your ass. When somebody's about to eat your ass, they don't want to be tasting lotion. They want to taste you.
Water and soap. Water and soap, and make sure you clean that soap off. We just want to taste the cleanliness, you know, the clean. We want to taste this,
yeah,
like,
cool
straight
breeze,
clean butt.
The cool breeze of it all.
Yeah.
And don't try to put no perfume and cover it up, because that gives me a sign. That lets me know you didn't dush.
If I come over your house and
girls,
I smell anything from Bath and Body Shop, that just means you just spray Bath and Body Shop on to make me think you took a shower. Because trust me, I'm going to go look in your bathroom, and I'm going to look in your tub, and if I don't see any water residue, I'm like, this bitch ain't washed. Then I'm leaving.
Where'd you see dirt?
why would you see water residue in the tub after they dush, bitch?
I'm talking, no, they need to have taken a shower. I don't want to go, I'm not going to search to see if they dush. If you dushing in a shower,
like,
if you dushing
like
in a shower,
shower,
you just nasty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, if you get, you know, like how you take a shower and you still got, like, a little bit of water just in the shower,
yeah,
or if you got muggy windows or something,
mm-hmm.
like, you can tell somebody just took a shower
you
up
to
in
catch
there.
Them right
like,
after for that.
Well, but Jason, why do you need them to take showers when you like musty assholes and nut sacks and shit?
Oh, here we go.
You like that?
I don't like that all the time. Thank
Sometimes
you.
Sometimes a funky ass.
Wait a minute, all the time.
Like if you some like my dad's boyfriend, he used to come home from playing basketball, from working out, and it was like something about that smell on him that aroused me.
Eat that dick, bitch.
But you know what? My best friend had a girlfriend.
He used to eat that musty dick, and he used to fuck her raw.
So now that, okay, so I see how this works, Prada. When one toss leave, you fuck with the other one. So J-Rock gone, so now you going to fuck with me.
Becky, what were you saying?
I said sometimes a funky ass smell good.
No. So if I'm hooping on a court, right, and I play ball too, so you said if I hoop on a court and you like that smell, like you like that smell, you know, just that sweaty, just nigga smell.
Hello, when you
okay, how do I? Okay, I tried to explain this before. Like
I know
some
what you mean.
Men,
I know.
So, okay, let me try to explain this again. Some men have an earthly smell.
You know what you mean, girl. A natural smell, girl. We ain't saying they got to be all funky, bitch. We know a regular musty.
I mean funky, like you've been working all day. Like you've been working in the sun. You wear sun visors and you work like you a garbage man. That's
no, not like you've been out there digging ditches all goddamn day.
Wait, Jason, you like that poop that kids say dick? That's what you're talking about.
Somebody
ass, that's what I'm talking about. That's what
you
I like.
See, this is where I'm getting ready to meet y'all. This is where I'm getting ready to meet because see, I see where this is getting ready to go because what's going to end up happening is it's going to be like, thank you for calling Blog Talk, and the last thing they're going to hear is Jason like musty dick. I know.
Well, he don't like the musty like thank you. He just lied them to when they have a natural smell.
And he always cut off on Jason, too, when he about to explain. He be like, well, you know what? Thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
You guys going to have to learn how to get summaries, bitch.
He don't like the smell of soap or deodorant or none of that.
It's like that mixture of if you ever like what's that? What is the smell? It's either Indian musk or Egyptian musk, but that natural smell. If you ever smell Indian,
I don't want nothing to smell natural.
So Jason, you like that dick from like The Roots? That's you talking about that movie The Roots? You like the dick like that?
The movie The Who?
The Roots. You remember Roots? You know the ancient
movie.
No,
I don't think I've ever seen
slavery.
That movie.
You remember
he wants that runaway. He wants that runaway slave.
No, I don't
slave.
Want no runaway,
runaway
slave. No,
runaway
I don't want no runaway
love.
Slave.
Runaway love.
You like the 100-degree weather with the overalls and shit.
Oh, my God. Okay, Lord. Hey, you're fun. Go ahead and hey, you're
I'm playing with you, Jason. I know what you're talking about because no shade. Like, if my nigga, like for example, no shade. Like, if it was Bow Wow, somebody he just finished playing basketball, Miss Thing, I wouldn't give a fuck. Like, Miss Thing, I'd be up on that dick, like, bitch.
Tamika's skinny boys is deep.
I don't know how I'm gonna take that, but I'm
11. I'm 11 to 11 and a half cut.
Laura, I'm gonna be running from that bitch.
No, you're not gonna run.
Let me find out you run from
it. It's pretty. Like one thing is pretty. It's pretty in all one complexion. No, you ain't gonna run. You gonna fuck it.
You know, those are the people who I'm scared of. When they're people
even toned penis, I can admit that.
Those are the people that I'm scared of. When they be like, oh my god,
ew, you like two
toned
penises.
I say I hate that. It's nothing. Didn't I just say it's nothing more beautiful than an even toned penis?
Yeah,
it's
all one complexion.
Yeah.
This really
is my
flaw. It really do something. It make you feel it in your spirit when you see a dick that's one whole color. No, I'm so serious. I'm serious. When I see a dick
and
that's
like,
one whole color, it's cut
like some,
and it's beautiful.
Some two-tone ones aren't that bad, but I don't like the two-tone ones with freckles and shit. Baby.
This will plus my, but this will grind my gears. I hate when I get a certain butch queen that would be like today sucking my dick or whatever, and they be surprised because like my like I always keep my dick hair lined up, you know, like it always keep it like trim, like lined up a certain way with the little line coming up from my navel to my like to my hair down there. The dudes be like, I like your real bushy. No, bitch, like, I like my shit, like, clean. Like, I like, you know,
who the hell
want
a bush near their mouth?
You'd be surprised.
That's exactly
like,
why.
Sometimes it's good.
That's why, exactly why I don't suck dick, because my niggas want to have jungles down in their goddamn pants.
I refuse to do that.
Well, just
every time you see
me
smile, I be having teeth in my mouth.
Wait, Jason,
I'm not gonna say I've never, but I just don't like. I gotta really be into you to want.
I can have products suck me off, and then you could just sit in that position, you know, on your bed, and then I just.
Oh no!
You know, every time when we talk about
if you gonna make it feel good, Laura, if you gonna make love to the pussy, then I let you get in the pussy.
All right.
And I'm gonna be in the corner watching. and then I'm gonna be in the corner watching. And I'm like, that bitch ain't doing it right, and throw a prod out the way.
Mind you, my sister Justin over there is falling out because she know who I am.
Well, I'm going to know who you is from the Texas, so just hit me in my inbox.
Falling the fuck out.
Do y'all know somebody, or have you ever seen somebody suck dick and they were so ugly doing it, and they trying to be so you?
Yes, and
like
they stare at you.
And they try to, oh, my God, don't say stare at me. I be like, girl, what is you looking at?
I hate when a bitch look in my eyes.
Oh,
my God.
Why you hate when somebody look at you?
I hate when somebody look at my eyes.
Or
don't
they
look at my
try to
eyes,
do something
look
like
my
on
my
a porno, and they just be going around. They be like,
say, don't look at your face when they sucking your dick.
No. Yeah, don't look at me. Like, don't
wow,
look at me.
Get you, oh, my God.
No, you can look at me. No, you can look at me, but don't look at my eye. Like, don't be staring at me talking about, oh, you know, like, just, oh, like, girl, just suck my
just
dick.
Make it sound
like,
effect. Make it sound
right.
Effect.
Get to work. See, that's why I make the... See, that's why when I have somebody suck my dick, I make sure they facing the other way, or if they suck my dick the other way, I hold their head down there, because bitch, if you look at me, bitch, I'm going to punch you. Like, please do not stare at me, because I'm going to get, like, irritated.
Touching my head. I never did like that. Don't touch me.
Laura, that is so rude.
That, I hate that. And I stop when I'm
looking
at them. That's when I look at them. But don't let me be in drag, and they touch my hair. I'll be like, baby, do not. Touch my hair.
So
I don't
nasty.
Like when niggas touch my
so
hair.
Laura, do I need to have my wig on?
Huh?
Do I need to have my wig on?
No, you don't want to wear no wig if you suck on my dick, because, child, it gets a little crazy, honey. You probably want to
do that. Yeah, you'll be buying him a new wig. Buy
for
him
all
a new wig.
When she suck Laura dick, she gonna, you ever seen a scary movie when he came and she flew up in the air?
Yes, it. Yes.
Bitch, if it's that much, something is wrong with you.
I'm going to say, sis, why you so long like that?
No, you a shooter or you're a Uzi?
No, I'm a shooter. I don't do that Uzi shit. I don't like that. That Uzi is a fool. That Uzi means you don't see that child. When you ooze, that means you like, girl, okay, such an over child. Girl, anyway, when you shoot, that means you enjoy that motherfucking ass or you enjoy whatever it was.
Sorry,
you know what I'm saying? That oozing is like, mm-mm. Like, I like
that.
Mm-hmm.
You go hear that call box one more time, and I'm going to whip your ass.
I want you to shoot, man.
I like to shoot,
and then the ooze come out afterwards. You know, like the little last part? Like, that's when the oozing part starts coming out. Yeah, the last bit, yeah. But when you start oozing from the beginning, I'm going to start, I will read, I'd be like, bitch, that is a
lady. That squirt thing, I
wouldn't
want that in my face.
Who's going to read them for being a oozer?
Because that's late. That's
some people
late.
Just
means...
ooze. Some people just naturally ooze.
No, I'm a oozer.
Right.
The only time I'm a shooter is if I backed up. But other than that, I'm just...
Yeah, if I have one of those, like, a good round or something like that, I think the funniest one I've ever had, I think it was, I was in whatever hotel room, we were somewhere, and basically I hit the ceiling, and it was dripping off the ceiling, like, back.
That's
cool. I don't
have
my mind
open.
Like,
I bet you had your mouth wide
open.
For my own? For my own, I would. That was mine.
I know you would. I know you
did.
See, I know Laura.
Huh?
You think Laura is my cup of tea?
Yes,
sis. since you know who Laura is.
You is not going to have that girl trying to come in my inbox.
Justin, don't you answer that question, honey.
I just want to know if it's the cup of tea, honey. What you going to find out?
Yeah, y'all would gag if y'all saw. Y'all would be like, bitch.
Well, before
okay.
we get disconnected, I want everybody to say their good night.
Okay,
well, Laura, don't forget to hit my inbox.
All righty.
Okay, proud of that.
Good
night. Good night.
Make it a group message, sis, on my Becky page.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night,
Tamika
Barone.
Laura,
say
good night.
Good night,
Laura.
Good Good night, everybody.
Justin, did you say good
night?
Good
night, everybody. Have a wonderful evening. Morning, rather.
Jason, say good night.
Prada, say good night.
Jason, say good night.
Prada, say good night.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Becky, say
goodnight. Oh, good night, everyone, and make sure you invest in you a snatched inlay for the body you wish.
Once again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Trash Talk Tuesday, Tell the Truth Tuesday, Tabloid Tuesday, What the Fuck Tuesday. I am one of your hosts, Jason Bridge. You heard my brother tonight, J-Rock, and my mother, London. Tune in every Tuesday between the hours of 11 and through 2 for the Trash Talk Tuesday crew. Make sure that you tune in tomorrow for the State of Emergency show with the CEO herself, Jasmine Couture, and her co-host, the Bishop Michi. And don't forget that Donye will be on the show tomorrow to talk about his ball on Friday. Be blessed. Be safe. Have a great and wonderful week. And if no one told you they love you, I do. Good night.
This Friday, May 2nd, Donye the Privileged One brings you Atlanta's First Friday Mini Ball Deluxe. Your grand prize, $1,000 to the house with the most points. Your mini grand, $250 for open to all runway. A special sponsored category by the icon herself, Shay Shay Chanel. The winner of Butch Queen Face and the overall winner of Female Figure Face will receive a complimentary microdermabrasion from the CEO of Diamond Faces, as well as another special sponsored category that evening. The winner of Male Figure Realness and the overall winner of Female Figure Realness will battle for a seat at the live comedy show of Mike Epps' After Dark Tour at the Fox Theater Saturday, May 10th. Sponsored by the icon himself, Dorian.